You're listening to the Rick and Rollo Show, where two guys from Australia talk about pop culture and media fakery with esoterica and comedy mixed in. They do the show every Saturday night, 7 p.m. Sydney time, Saturday morning, 5 a.m. Toronto time. You'll hear different guests every week, all of them speaking with a fakeologist mindset. Now, enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Dead Kelly from Brisbane, Australia, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.
Wow.
Oh, impressive. First take.
Boom.
All right, okie dokie, picking a pokey. Yeah, it's Saturday the 12th of March, 2022. Rick and Rollo on the Fakeologist Network. Rick, are you there?
Oh, I certainly am, Rollo. I certainly am on this wonderful Saturday night, a few hours later than normal, but we're here.
Yeah.
And
we're a little later than normal. We've also, just before we get on to what you've just gone and seen, which I'm looking forward to hearing, we've also been joined by the Fakeologist himself. G'day, Fako.
Good day, Rollo. Good day, Esoteric. Be told.
Well, be told, and Mr. Unacceptable, Fakeologist is live. Live.
Maybe I was thinking Rick, if you ever do a solo, besides Ricky Leaks, I think maybe the title of your solo should be Told.
Yeah, I have been saying that a fair bit on the last few shows. Be told. Yeah. You're quite right. I've got a few now. There's 100%. Yeah. Be told. So, Rollo, how was your week?
Not too bad. I'll just say a little story about, it's a tragic story. When I went down to get my bottle of, bottles of vodka and Red Bull, and this poor little old lady masked up, because most people aren't masked anymore. She was masked up and she's looking for the QR code to get into our local supermarket, and there's no QR code there. And I just went over and I said to her, I said, look, sweetheart, you don't have to do that. You don't even need to wear the mask anymore. And she backed away and went, get away from me. And I just went, oh dear, oh dear. All right. I tried my best. And then I just went in.
You know, he didn't get an umbrella over the head.
Yeah.
So you almost got to say nothing now. You got to say nothing, just, you know.
All right. Before we get on to the Batman and a few other things, Rick, your week?
Good. I went to Sydney and worked, and I bumped into it. This morning I was leaving to come back up here, and I've stopped in my favourite cafe down there, which serves the same chai that I love that I get up here. And I bumped into four old friends, you know, from many, you know, from the 80s, you know, that I hadn't seen for years, or a couple of, you know, and we're having a chat, and then one of them come up to me, he's tough as nails, Scotsman, right? Tough as nails. And he's gone, hey, Rick, go, da, 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 da. You know, we're talking away, and he's gone, he goes, I got to take Monday off. He goes, I'm going to get the booster. Getting the booster.
Oh, man.
And I said, and he goes, yeah, you're kind of whack after you had the booster, because, you know, he reckons his missus had it and she was limping. And he was making a joke of, did you get the injection in your leg? And he reckons that every injection he had, he can't move his arm for 2 days. And this is a tough as nails, older, like he's about 3 or 4 years older than me, but he works hard every day. Yeah, absolutely. So this is the most common thing, is your paralyzed arm is the most common thing, and that people don't even think anything of it. They just think, oh, that's just what you get when you get the booster or you get your second jab, you get a paralyzed arm. Now, how many people back in the day, like when you got, like I've had tetanus about 10 times, you know, over the years, cutting myself, being in hospital. Never was my arm paralyzed. It was a bit sore, but I've had, you know, many, many injections over the years, and I've never had my arm completely paralyzed for 2 days. So there's something in this thing. guaranteed. Yeah. Sorry, people. That say
sorry, it's not your fault.
There's 1,400 effects that were released by Pfizer. That's what it can do.
I saw that, and it's Anne Tipperdean shared three of those things on the COVID's page on fakeologist.com Discord, and I was looking at it, and it's bloody hell, you know. I mean, this isn't waking people up, but
nobody's anyway, looking at that. There was a war going on.
Well,
who's looking?
Yeah, well, this is what I have to say, right, about this war. Within a week, right, I get in and out a lot of people's places and get to talk to a lot of different people. And I was at one job yesterday, and the guy said to me, I said to him, how's your supply going with all your, he's a builder. And he said, it's fucked. He goes, giving terrible trouble. And I said, apparently all your plywood comes from Russia. And so you're not going to be getting any of that. And he's gone, fucking Russians. And, you know, like he was sitting there frothing at his mouth about Russians, blaming the Russians.
Wow.
For this. So already they've turned, because, you know, on our newspapers here, it's nothing but Russians blowing up hospitals, right? The same trick they used on the Germans and the Iraqis and the. Whoever else that they've started a war. So it really is happening. Like, they really are getting hatred fermented, and it's working.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, there's a Russian vlogger on YouTube that I watch. Is Dan something? I've linked to it somewhere in the past. You watch him and his wife and his baby. If you have any hatred for Russians, then you're just sick. No. The guy's the nicest guy. He's talking about life in Russia, which is, by the way, gas, when he showed the video last week, 40 cents U.S. a liter. Hello?
My diesel went from $1.70 to $2.50 on average. So it's gone up
diesel
almost a liter.
50 cents in one day here to $2.25 a liter. I think it went back down, but day, 50 cents? Hello? What the hell are you guys doing?
Yeah, that's what happened here too. It's on average $2.20 a liter.
Yeah, we're the same. Anyway, I'll be out for a minute.
I remember when I was a kid, 89, when I was a Pizza Hut driver and the Gulf War One got going and petrol was 38 cents a litre here and it went up to 80 cents a litre overnight and I couldn't work. Compensation wasn't good enough and I said to my mates, and I kind of unionized. I became a union guy for pizza.
Did you have a little? Did you, what kind of car were you driving to deliver pizzas?
The Ford XD.
They were gas guzzlers.
Yeah. And
what you need if you're delivering pizzas is a motorbike, is a little motorbike for delivering pizzas.
These days, I'm talking about 1988, 89, 90, when the, anyway, it took a couple of months, but then finally they doubled our compensation and, I just couldn't believe how long it took, you know, for them to actually, come on. We've got to pay rent.
This isn't going to go down in price. So what they're going to do is move it to basically on average $2 a litre from now on. So they're going to, and people aren't going to balk at it. They're just going to blame Putin. Blame Putin for everything. Blame Putin for Shane Warne. You can blame Putin for Shane Warne now, probably. He's literally the man that you can blame. And it has worked. So, but the thing is, what I am getting, right, is lots of conversation of people that are not being sucked into this. For the average guy, they read the Sydney Morning Herald, or SMH, or shaking my head, as it should be called, because I shake my head when I read that paper. And the Daily Telegraph is nothing but nasty stories about Russians shooting, hospitals, and it's just horrific, And I, as I said, I've spent best 10 years with a Russian back in the 80s and 90s. Wonderful people.
Yeah.
Very family-centric.
We're with Russians and they're fine. Look, you brought Shane Warne. I just want to mention one thing. I was so interested in him dying at 52 of congestive heart failure. They, in the paper, and everywhere I read online, he died of natural causes, they're saying. What fucking COVID clown world are we living in when they can say
we're living in COVID clown world? We are living in COVID clown world. And did you know that Shane Warne's father is still very much alive and healthy? So it's not not a family trait. So his father's in his 80s. And so that
the reason they can't say that, oh look, Shane Warne died, you know, young at 52 of COVID, because he was a poster boy for COVID. He was the one that he was saying to Novak Djokovic, take the triple vax.
Yep.
So, and he took the triple vax to go, and he was a poster boy. So they could not have a go. They could not say Shane died. So what do? They say he died of natural. This is pathetic from the medical community.
No, worse than that, Rollo. They're saying they started blaming him going on a liquid diet. The liquid diet is what started it and it killed him. Now, you know very well with Charlotte Gershon, the Gershon method of juicing and, you know, using natural juice. That's what he would have been doing because Thailand is full of natural health places. He was at a very expensive resort to lose weight and be healthy. He probably went out and partied hard, brought home a few hookers, what the average bloke does over there. And I'm not talking about one, at least. They usually bring three home. And I reckon he hit the blue pill and it took him over the limit and his heart couldn't cope. That's my theory. Because Warne is an admitted sex addict, right? So he's got an issue. He can't keep it. You know, can't keep his pants on, and like most blokes, why not? At least 52, why not?
Let me be quite specific. These guys, and I read it, and I can read it to you verbatim, that they said he died of natural causes, and these are like,
they're going to do damage control. This is damage control, right? Now, what about the 50? What about the 52-year-old Rollo. The 52-year-old female Labor politician died suddenly of a heart attack on Wednesday. And everyone's, you know, Anthony Albanese was on the radio saying, oh, they're so shocked. You know, she was so healthy and vibrant. And now she's dead. So it's another 52-year-old dead within 4 days after Warne. Of a heart attack. Now, females do not generally die of heart attacks. Can I just say that? So this is starting to happen. We've got an ounce of salt per day here. I think you'll back me up on that one.
Yeah, Frank.
I think you're a conspiracy theorist, Rick.
I am, Frank. I am, and I have a little badge on my lapel now that says I am a conspiracy theorist with an arrow pointing upwards to my face. So yes.
Welcome, Frank. And we've also been joined by Zafira as well. So, Zafira, you can say good day.
Oh,
as well.
Wow, yeah.
Our friend down from Victoria as well.
Has he got a microphone? Has he got a microphone?
No. Do you want me to read this story?
You're coming up. Good. Yeah, go.
Yeah, all right.
Go for it. Right. And then after the break, we'll talk about
You took a photo of it. It's up here somewhere. I know. I remember you put it up here somewhere. Okay, let me just read this for you. Just a few paragraphs. Wait till I find it. Here it is. No, that's not it. That's not it. Here we go. So it says, Labor Senator Kitchen dies from suspected heart attack. Labor Senator Kimberly Kitchen has died from a suspected heart attack. In the news has left her colleagues distraught. Labor caucus members were stunned when her colleagues, including the Labor leader Anthony Albanese, were told of her sudden death last night. Senator Kitchen, 52, led a push in Parliament to pass new laws to seize assets of individuals who had committed human rights abuses around the world. So is she having a go at people that gave to Give Send Go
and she's got the KK 1111.
Yeah.
Okay. 1111.
Here we go. Let me continue. The new powers known as the Magnitsky laws, after the Russian Sergei Magnitsky, have been, the armory used by the federal government to impose, restrictions on prominent, Russian oligarchs in response to the war in the Ukraine. Colleagues on both sides have praised Senator Kitchen. For leading the push to pass these laws. What laws to, you know, there's something wrong about this. I don't know.
Rollo, they're using this. So this war in brackets, war in brackets will be used to do all the things that they couldn't get through with the COVID bullshit, right? And that will be seizing assets of anyone deemed a Russian colleague. Now, collusion. Now, can I just say this, right? And Critical Sinker, he was on the money a long time ago, but I stuck up for Aussie Cossack because saying like he was doing a bit of good because he was a bit of a PR man. Now, what were the odds of a guy becoming the poster boy for anti-lockdowns, blatantly aligning himself with Russia, like calling himself Aussie Cossack, Aussie Cossack, you know, like, so straight away, and from what I can see, the anti-Russian sentiment is just going to go through the roof. Now, they'll be tying Aussie Cossack and all his supporters in with these laws, be told.
Yeah,
it's a bit suspicious.
Isn't Cossacks, I think they come from the Ukraine, so that doesn't make sense either.
They do. You know, you're right, Frank, and they do, right? So Aussie Cossack is a, because the Cossacks were Ukrainian, and one of my best friends, and Rollo's met him, Dino from Naruma, is of Ukrainian bloodstock. And let me say this, but the Ukrainians are, to me, are Russian. You know, the Ukraine and Russia are the same area to me, you know? And I'll say this. If the Americans can get away with saying that this is a how dare the Russians move in, how dare you? The unacceptable folkologist live on air just delivered some toilet paper to a starving person on the side of the road. But if America had Mexico, say Mexico said we want the Chinese to be involved with us more, we don't like you over there, and the Chinese started building military bases around and in Tijuana, the Americans would go in there and fucking bomb them flat. And would we over here in Australia ban Jack Daniels? Would we ban American football on TV? No. It's because we are a satellite state of America in Australia. Be told. Guaranteed, 100%.
You're listening to Rick and Rollo. The contact tracers, they're always watching me. Goodbye to privacy. Oh, no. And now
you're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
At my door with fright. People in a van I'm trying to avoid. Am I under surveillance or am I just paranoid?
Until you hear this, it's a good song.
You should be doing so. You could have built a home. Anderson doing a very good Pink Floyd impersonation.
Scott Scully. Scott Scully. I didn't know Jordan was so good on the axe. That was a good song. Saturday the 12th of March, 2022. We're here with Rick and Rollo, obviously. We're here with the Ounce of Salt Day, Fakeologist, Zafiro. Yeah, Wake Up by Jordan.
And the Golden Skid Mark live.
I'm working. Hey, how you going?
Hello. You sound perfect, man. Absolutely perfect. 10 out of 10. Yep. Jordan Peterson just put that out. No, we just started about 5 minutes ago, so it's all good.
We're not expecting you to die because you haven't had the vax. Golden Skid Mark.
Cheers. Cheers, man. What's been happening? So
you're
the latest?
You're not the late Skid Mark, are you?
No, not yet.
I contacted him and I said we'll be on at 9 tonight, and it's 9 o'clock or 9 o'clock on a Saturday. Regular crowd moving in, shuffling in right now. And it's 9:06. But I have to say that, so Jordan Peterson just dropped that this week, and it's basically a song to young people to wake up. And that's what the chorus is, just you should be waking up. And that's all the way through the song. And if you watch the video to it, it's got the words came across, you know, so you can actually see it. I think I'd give that 10 out of 10 for effort. Too. And it sounded, it was very similar to a Roger Waters type song.
Do we have the Pink Floyd version to compare it to? I don't even know the Pink Floyd version.
This is Jordan Peterson's version. Jordan Peterson wrote the song and another guy helped him with the music and played.
So it's an original. Okay. Is that what you're telling us?
Oh, it's an original.
I'm just saying it's an original. I'm just saying it reminds me of a Roger Waters protest type song about. But it's actually Jordan B. Peterson has released that on his channel, and it's basically a song to the young to wake up. And I totally agree, because this is the time to wake up. If you're not waking up now, you are going to be fucking done over big time.
They say that waking up is hard to do.
Hard to do.
I know that it's true.
It is true.
So, Rick, does that make the total three musicians now are against the vaccine? We've got Eric Clapton, we've got Dan Morrison, and now we've got Jordan Peterson. All you celebs. Fuck you.
Isn't it disgusting?
Yeah.
Isn't it disgusting? So we got the Foo Fighters, I'm saying, are touring
like
here. I cannot look at that guy in the face on any video clip again without just feeling sick to know that he, you know, I'm talking about the ex-Nirvana member.
Dave Grohl.
Yeah. That guy, and he's done a new movie called Something 666. A homage to Satan and music. So you know what side of the bed he got out of? The Satan side, Luciferian, if that's such a thing.
Luciferian, Sabbatee and Frank.
100%. Yep, that's them, 100%. Anyway, Rob, I'll just come back and from the Batman movie, The Batman. And I, Rollo's been... Well, I...
I kind of sublet it. I didn't want to sit through 3 hours of it. And you had your kid wanted to see it. So tell us about the Batman. Did it have Build Back Better, Gotham City being built back better?
Yes. Yep. There's no Klaus Schwab lookalikes in it, but the movie is dark. When I say dark, that just the filming, it's like, you know, say there's a scene and they're in a murder scene and they're looking and the cops are all there doing analytics. You can hardly see anyone's faces. Everything is dark. The whole movie has been shot.
I hate dark movies. I hate.
Oh yeah. Well then, do not go and see this movie. Rick,
I've heard that it's like David Fincher's Seven. It's raining all the time.
So that reminded me. So the movie is basically set in the rain. Matrix pulled the same trick in a few scenes too. You know, constantly wet. rain everywhere. And this is reminded me of Seven all through the movie. I kept thinking this reminds me of Seven because the murders. Let me just say this. This is not a movie for children. Maybe, well, my son's 15, but a very mature 15. He loved it and he thought it was a really good movie, but it's dark and dark intent. And it also, the thing that suddenly I went, oh, I know what they're on about here. I'm not going to do any spoilers because I say it's well worth going and seeing. What I do suspect that the main antagonist is internet subgroups on the
Robert
internet.
Pattinson.
They are the bad guys.
Robert Pattinson, we know him from Twilight, like, and he's like a pretty boy. Like, does he really get in there and punch on?
Yeah, he does, but so, all right. Well, so I've been watching the stuff you sent me, Rollo, about the ones ripping the movie to pieces, and I'll say this: he looks fantastic in his with his Batman mask on. When he takes it off, he looks like that. He looks like he's been smashed in the head with a shovel because he's got his face is a very unusual. It's like
pushed
it's been
in.
Pushed in, yeah. And
like a dog.
Yeah. But when he's got his mask on and the deep dark character he plays, it works. And Zoe Kravitz, who is Gladys Kravitz's daughter. No, it's the musician. What's his name? Kravitz. Lenny Kravitz's daughter. She's gorgeous. She plays Squeaky Kravitz. Yeah, she plays Cat Girl or whatever with a pathetic mask on. Yeah. But. John Turturro. Now let me say this: John Turturro, and what's the young Irish actor that lived over in Australia, Rollo, that plays the Penguin?
What's his name? He's really good. I like him. It'll come to me. Keep going.
Now this is the thing. So fakeologist, you know how Infinite Plane Radio always goes on about these hyper-realistic masks.
Yep,
let me just say this. Yep. You cannot tell that actor that is underneath that mask is not, because he's a pretty good-looking, Colin Farrell.
Yeah,
right?
That's him. Right, yeah.
Isn't he our age?
No. He's probably 40, late 40s maybe, I guess, or maybe okay. 50, but he looks identical. He is almost identical to Robert De Niro's Scarface, where he played Al Capone. You can't tell the difference between him or the Sopranos lead actor that died of a heart attack.
James Gandolfini.
So basically, Colin Farrell, who's kind of like a pretty boy Irish bad boy actor, has got a mask on that I could not tell that was him underneath. If only because of the credits, I knew that was Colin Farrell because it said it was. You couldn't tell the difference. So these masks that we're watching, so Joe Biden or Bo Jiden is Golden Skidmo.
Yeah.
He's gone.
Accidentally said.
So what I'm saying is that most of your politicians could easily be wearing these masks because I couldn't spot Colin Farrell in that get-up whatsoever, and he plays a great role. So it's a good movie. It's like a cross between Seven, the serial killer movie, because it's very nasty. It's a lot of nasty stuff.
Did it seem like 3 hours?
I wanted to come home and drink, so it could have, but yet – I wasn't salivating and staggering around, looking at my watch all the time. But it's worth it if you want to see a dark movie with a lot of subplots that are basically the bad people are these internet little groups that are on the internet. None.
I'm not watching.
All right.
None.
Yeah. Let me ask now because Rick's seen it. Let's ask some pointed questions. And now I'm going to go off what Andre from Midnight's Edge has put in his video review of it. And Andre's from up there in Scandinavia or somewhere up there in the north of Europe. And he is a guy I trust. And he says it's woke. It's woke. They've changed all the white characters are bad. Like John Turturro is.
Oh, by the way, my daughter says that.
No, no, listen. Hear me out. Hear me out. Now, you know, Commissioner Gordon has been changed into a black man. All the black guys are good. And you've got all the white guys as bad. This is Hollywood wokeness.
Yes.
And
Well, yes and no. The guy that's playing Commissioner Gordon is a likable kind of, and you wouldn't say he's
likable. He wasn't He wasn't black in the comics. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but
they race swapped for no reason.
Race has been cancelled. We've been cancelled, Rollo, about at least 10 years ago. Yeah. Now, I've been driving around in Sydney the last 2 or 3 days, looking at the adverts again on buses, on whatever, and there is not a fucking single white face on any of these adverts. Even, and one of the most glaring ones, there's a big advert on buses for, what do you call it when you're in the infertility clinics if you want to have babies. The face that they've used on this baby thing is a little Chinese baby boy who looks like an alien grey to me, right? But that's the ad they've chosen for so guess who they're marketing to? They're not marketing to white people. They're marketing to Chinese people. So, you know, if you need to have another baby boy, we've got clinics that can make baby boys. So the white race is gone, man. We're history, literally, as far as media goes. Media has written us off.
I just spent the last 2 hours. So I don't want to change the subject too hard off of Batman, but I just listened to John Friend and Ab talk to Mark Allen, and he Marcus Allen, and what they were saying, and this whole situation of Klaus Schwab. What he has done, and this is, no, don't get me wrong, this guy is the most evil, and we know this, and he has, and him and his underlings, you know, your who's the guy that runs Canada again? I forgot. And all
Justin Trudeau.
He's gone and infiltrated, and he's not even making a secret of it. And yet, people, this is the thing that gets me. I spoke to a woman the other day. Don't get me wrong. I love people that are, if they're ignorant, they're ignorant. But she said, I'm triple vaxxed. And I looked at her and she did not look well to me. And I'm there going, and Shane Warne, this guy, poster boy for the vax, they couldn't say that he died of COVID. Because he was a poster boy for the vax and dies at 52 and natural causes, they're saying. Rubbish. This is, I am so, you know, it upsets me that these people that think.
Get used to being upset, Ollie.
Anthony
Fauci. I put it on Anthony Fauci more than Klaus Schwab. Klaus Schwab just wants to take you to the next level. Anthony Fauci's the one that is responsible for the body count more than anybody. And now the fruits of his labor are slowly being shown as people are starting to nod off.
Well, I listened to Ron DeSantis from Florida the other day. Having a go at Anthony Fauci, and I thought it was one of the wonderful, most wonderful thing. He said Anthony Fauci's in witness protection now because he's got a death. People are after him, and why shouldn't they be? Anthony Fauci is up there with one of the most biggest mass murderers there is, and DeSantis. Oh, yeah. Look, I don't know if you said you called him Ron DeSatan one time. I like the guy. I think the guy, you know. as like far as
all the politicians are bad, man.
DeSantis, a politician. DeSantis. He went up on stage, and all the kids had their masks on. He told them. He said, "Take them off." Yeah.
Excellent.
That was good.
Continue to wear them. He said, "You don't have to wear them." So he wasn't nasty. He just said, "Take them off." Like, so he would have just come up on stage and saw all these kids masked up and said, "Don't, I don't want you wearing them." And he still allowed a few to wear them behind him, whether that was all a part of it. But DeSantis, what he said about Fauci, it really cheered me up that this guy, that we're after him and him and Bill Gates and, Klaus Schwab. Yeah, the Gallagher's
poll. Anyone's after him. I never got that idea. I don't think anyone's after him. He's just busy.
Rick and Roll.
Would you like to support Fakeologist.com and all the content we're creating? We operate on the value for value principle, where you pay whatever you can for whatever value you feel you've received. We accept donations in almost every form, from PayPal to Bitcoin. Please go to Fakeologist.com/donate for your payment options. Thank you for your support.
Here we go.
Saturday, the 12th of March, 2022, Rick and Rollo. You're here with Frank announced the Sopper Day, the Fakeologist himself, and the Golden Skid Mark. And I think we should play, I think the Living Man, I like to call him the Golden Skid Mark, wants to play some Ron DeSantis for us. Come on, let's have some Ron.
Let's do it. Quick clip.
Let's do it.
I mean, please take it. Honestly, it's not doing anything. We got to stop with this COVID fear. So if you want to wear it, but this is ridiculous.
All right. Well, it's good to be in USAP.
There you go. Quick one.
Can we have a take two?
What? Was it too low?
Yeah, it was too low.
A little low.
Oh, too low. Sorry. Two. Yeah, I can't.
You're
I
right,
can't
man.
All right. I'll try it this time.
Right, take two. Yeah, it's fine.
Here we go.
Rick and Roll, we love you, man.
You don't have to wear those masks. I mean, please take it. Honestly, it's not doing anything. We got to stop with this COVID fear. So if you want to wear it, fine, but this is ridiculous.
All right. Well, it's good to be at USF.
How was that?
That was good. That was
good. Yeah,
you good. Thanks.
We need the It's Ridiculous Man drop right after that. Who said that? Was that Rollo that used to say that?
No, John LeBron.
John LeBron.
Oh, John LeBron used to say that's right. That's right.
Let's just do the context again for what Ron DeSantis, the Golden Skid Mark, just played there. He went up on stage and he told the kids, just, you don't need to wear them. And you heard it. Hopefully it comes through clear. And he just said, you don't need to wear them. And how many U.S. politicians, like your Ocasio-Cortez, and have been, you know, going to Florida and, you know, where you don't have to wear masks? I swear to God, here in Australia, in Newcastle right now, is so much, like, you know, stress less, you know, that I go down, and I don't need to wear a mask. I don't need to, you know, QR code to get into places. It's so much nicer. It's like back to the old normal, not the new normal that Klaus Schwab wanted. But I just think this is a cunning plan, you know, by Labor and Liberal, because they know that, you know, people like your Clive Palmer's and your Craig Kelly's and your Pauline Hanson's and your, They're going to really go hard at the next election. I don't know about in the
US.
They're
going to keep trying.
I really do believe. Yeah, they're really going to push this Russian anti-Russian thing, and then tie Aussie Kozak, Clive Palmer, and what's the other? Craig Kelly, in with being Russian supporters. And from what I heard from a couple of people today and yesterday, they've swallowed the bait that the Russians are serial killer baby murderers. And, I can see that. It's tragic to see how easy. Rollo, do you remember that amazing song? And I'm not going to get to play it, but it's one of the most powerful anti-war songs ever. And it was called, was by the guy that did the band Paid Waltzing Matilda. But it was about a guy that walks and sits next to a grave of
Eric Bogle.
Private Willie McBride. Yeah, and one of the lines in that song, he says, "But you know that they're going to do it again and again and again and again, and they're using the exact same techniques." I've got the old newspapers up there that I can go through and find the same bullshit that was used on the Germans, the same bullshit that was used on the Boers in South Africa by the British newspapers, the same bullshit that was used on the Spanish when they were occupying the Philippines, when the Americans wanted to take over the Philippines. They used baby killing, you know, incubators being switched off, German soldiers.
Has Archduke Ferdinand been killed again?
They may as well. Well, now something big's going to happen shortly, I would say, to emphasize that the Russians are evil.
I heard the war is pretty much over. I heard there's already a ceasefire, and the Russians are going to get everything they wanted and more. I just read that on Fox.
Well, that's the best possible scenario.
Yeah, it's
for
over.
Us as people. But do you think that's happened? Because I'm.
Why that's happened, Ab? It's because everybody on Facebook has gone blue and yellow, and it's permeated in, you know, the ceasefire, peace, and the French feminists outside the Eiffel Tower screaming, yeah, with the tits out.
Oh, I saw that.
It's not sexy, Matt.
It's not sexy. It's fucking ugly, man.
No, it's not. It's still better.
Isn't it disgusting, though, how easily manipulated the public are with the same old stories? You know, the babies are being shot. And I'll tell you that one of the funniest ones that I heard, the guy from that James Evan Pilato from Media Monarchy, he read a line out from a news story about, he goes, Putin's troops surrounded an area and a woman that was holding a baby got shot, blah, blah, blah. And he goes to the Russians, he goes, oh, hell, sorry, it wasn't it was the American police at Ruby Ridge. Sorry, I'm reading an old story. Because you can see the build-up going.
I've heard a lot of those flips where they flip the story like that.
That's brilliant.
That's a thing.
It's a good technique, though, let me tell you, because it was like, pretty clever. That's pretty clever. Because can you tell me as in America, like all of America's wars, like as fakeologists, we know Vietnam was the Bay of Pigs, when they said the Gulf of Tonkin, they fired a torpedo at an American ship. We know that's a lie. We know that Pearl Harbor was a lie. Pearl Harbor was a genuine, exactly the same setup. They stopped supply to Japan this formula. The formula works every time. And
I'm pretty sure you're wrong there. For example, in the Gulf War, they said we all went off and to fight the Gulf War after the towers came down. That war was opposed by the vast majority of people, but they still went ahead and did it.
All wars are.
And so when you say they use the same technique, but people don't believe.
The man from Switzerland, Benoit 2.0.
Unneutral Switzerland, unneutral.
Yes.
Yeah, they are now. But
they always were like that. I mean, it was always the case. I mean, if you go back as the apartheid regime in South Africa. Financial measures were taken against that regime. So it's not like we were ever neutral or anything like that. During World War II, allegedly, the Swiss government shot just one guy for treason because he gave something to the German. But it was just to pretend. We always take a side. But to give you my perspective from Europe, when it started, I had a few friends that were quite happy about the situation because everybody was fleeing Ukraine, but they did not let men outside, supposedly. So some friends of mine were happy about it. They were like, yeah, Ukrainian woman, why not? I mean, it will be a change from the migration wave we have usually. But since then, me and my friend, we have seen a lot of footage of... Yeah, exactly. That was the idea they had. But the thing is that I've looked over the internet and I saw a lot of footage of Ukrainian refugee. And I must say, the ethnic type doesn't change from what we have usually. So it's mainly Arabs and black. And yes, this time there is a few white people sprinkled on top, but it doesn't change anything. It doesn't change anything at all. So as far as I'm concerned, the only people that are allowed to flee Ukraine are white women and black male and Arabs.
Wow. Yeah.
That's the phrase of the day, white people sprinkled on top. I love it.
Yeah. It's true, though. It's true. We are the white people are the new demons on the planet, and we are we've been removed by the media completely. I'm not seeing any white people on adverts in Australia at all.
No.
And if there are, they're married to a Chinese woman, they're married to a Chinese woman or an African woman. And I talked about it last week.
And all the white women have African husbands.
Yeah, did you guys see that awful Saturday Night Live sketch about the COVID thing? Yeah, so did you notice the out of the three couples sitting at the table, like one was an Asian guy with a white woman, the other one was a black guy with a white woman, and the middle couple were, I think, was a white, probably a Jew with a white woman.
Lesbian.
Was that funny? Did you laugh at that? It was so fucking immature and boring.
Listen, have you found anything that Saturday Night Live has done in the last 30 years? I'm going back.
No.
That's not. It's just total politically correct rhetoric that they've been told to produce. And look, Whoopi Goldberg's another one. You know, she's doing the same thing.
She's still employed.
Yes, she is. Well, they tried to cancel her. Yeah, I do believe so.
I get a good one.
Like a big black toad
in Europe. Yeah, I got something pretty good. So, as you may know, there is an election coming in France. Not that I believe in election anyway, but there is an election coming, and Emmanuel Macron declared his candidature lately. So what he did is that he did a stupid video where he's walking around in his campaign office, then he's sitting at the desk, giving the usual speech to the people, continue the work, blah, blah, blah. What someone with a good eye can notice is that just below him, there is a depiction of the fire in the Notre Dame Cathedral. And it's a clear depiction of the fire where it started and everything. And it's full of occult symbolism just around it and everything. So what I got from, not from what he said, but from the things that were around him, is that he will be the next president. Forget about the other candidate. He will be the guy. I think that the fact that he displayed so openly what he did, because it's probably the main point of his presidency, is that they burned down this cathedral. I think that it goes to show that he will be the next French president again.
Oh, I would say so. He and he's another WEF, World Economic Forum stooge, guaranteed 100%.
Oh, he's way beyond. Even before that, when he was just a mid-level banker at the Rothschild Bank, he was introduced to the Bilderberg Group by Jacques Attali. Even before he was even in any ministry or anything in France. So,
posted a link to Jacques Attali's book on fakeologist.com/blog. I think we should all read that, but there are some excerpts.
The one about the future? The one that is
yeah, incredible. Fantastic. Oh, my goodness.
I read that
one. It's fantastic. Jay Dyer, John Adams, Chris Kendall, you know, the Scotsman, Alan
Watts. Hoaxbusters.
All of them. They were the first people to go on and on about Jacques Attali being he was the French Kissinger, and there's no doubt. But if you read Jacques Attali's book about the future, he said that the next wave of refugees will be from America, getting out of America, and he was 100% right that this is going to come in the next few years.
What stayed with me the most about his book is that he mentioned that people will have no territorial loyalty anymore. So basically, they will just be migrating workers, going in a place where they are needed and going to the next one and so and so. But Jacques Attali said another thing in another book that is excellent. It's an interview book. And he said some interesting thing about the future pandemic and the people that will get vaccinated and everything. So Jacques Attali is at the forefront of everything for the
absolutely. People need to, and that's why I keep telling people everything that I'm, you know, when I'm talking to a normie, right? I just say everything that I'm telling you has been written about within the last, maybe 50 to 70 years.
Seventy years.
Yeah,
you're right.
Say 70
back
years.
Back to H.G. Wells. Yeah. Mercury Wells.
Mercury Wells, the open conspiracy, read the book, and he was openly saying that not enough people died in World War One. We need another war straight after World War One. And there's a guy, supposedly, you know, it's a science fiction writer that was the propagandist for this whole thing that we're getting right now. And it's happening. There's no two ways about it. And the hatred I'm picking up on from friends of mine towards Russians, only because they've read the newspaper that says that the Russians are shooting and blowing up hospitals. These things work, and they know they work, and they're going to use it, and it will work. Like Frank, that song we were talking about, Willie McBride, that song actually rolls out the whole thing as far as I'm concerned. They're going to keep using these psyops.
I just want to know who plays the role of Archduke Ferdinand.
Well,
how do you do, young Willie McBride? Do you mind if I sit here down by your graveside and rest for a while neath the warm summer sun? I've been walking all day and I'm nearly done. I see by your gravestone you're only 19 when you joined the great fallen in 1916. I hope you died well, and I hope you died clean, for young Willie McBride was it slow and obscene. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Did you leave here a wife or a sweetheart behind? In some faithful heart is your memory enshrined. And although you died back in 1916, in that faithful heart are you forever 19? Or are you a stranger without even a name, enclosed in forever behind the glass frame, in an old photograph torn, battered and stained, and faded to yellow in a brown leaden frame. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post in chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? The sun, now it shines on the green fields of France. There's a warm summer breeze that makes red poppies dance. And see how the sun shines from under the clouds. There's no gas, no barbed wire, there's no gun firing now. But here in this graveyard, it's still no man's land. The countless white crosses stand mute in the sand. To man's blind indifference, to his fellow man, to a whole generation that were butchered and damned. Did they beat?
This is Without a Trace.
Brichello.
Will Lose.
Henry.
Zulo.
Merbliss. SMG.
You're listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com.
Rest of it.
Okay, I'm going to play the rest of it in a second. Saturday, the 12th of March, 2022, Rick and Rollo, we're here with the Golden Skidmark. We're here with Frank Announces Sulphur Day, the Fakeologist himself, DeFiro. I'd like to go through some of the messages on our last Rick and Rollo. But Rick wants me to play the rest of this. Here we go. Let's keep going. Here we go. I pressed the wrong button. Why did I press the wrong button?
Because you aren't drunk.
Come on, you can do it. The last bit is the best bit.
As they lowered you down, did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Now young Willie McBride, I can't help wonder why. To those that lie here, know why that they died. And did they believe when they answered the call? Did they really believe that this war would end war? For the sorrow, the suffering, the glory, the shame, the killing, the dying, were all done in vain. For young Willie McBride, it all happened again, and again, and again, and again, and again. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest?
What a beautiful song. Yeah. Beautiful song, Rollo. Thank you so much.
I think so three people just jumped off a bridge.
Yeah, if you give me the occasion, I wanted to enter what Frank said before the music started. I think that the gay Jewish actor that is at the top of Ukraine, allegedly, is a good candidate to be Ferdinand in the first.
Yeah. Hey, Benoit, sorry, I forgot. Ben, sorry, I forgot your name. I just want to go through a couple of comments from last week's Rick and Roller. Is that okay, guys?
Yeah, go for it, man. Oh, go for it.
Okay, so... Bernie Benny's comment is, thanks to all for another entertaining listen. Kudos to Goldie for persisting in questioning the presenter gender or the gender of L. McPherson entity. And yeah. I'm in agreement with Goldie and present my evidence in the forum. So that's Dirty Benny. So well done. And let me thank Goldie. Let me thank Goldie again for what he played last week. Was this woman who took the vaccine, and she was a sort of, I think she was she worked in the fire. She was a fire.
Yeah, she was a volunteer fire person. Yeah. And, and fit as a fiddle, single mum. Yeah. And man, like, but still can't see the wood for the trees that the vax has done this to you, you know? Wow.
Even.
Cognitive dissonance.
Yeah. Congestive heart problems. So a heart, the sac around a heart, is all filled up with fluid, and that's what killed Shane Warne. I'm sure of it. He can't have died by natural causes. It's only in COVID clanwood.
It's not natural to die in your 50s.
He's
a tiny bit older than me, man. The guy's dead. It's just like, and he's fit. He should be. He looks pretty fit. He was pretty fit, you know. But other people have said, like, he's with all his mates and where was it, Thailand, and they're, you know, taking lots of drugs and stuff, and that's probably what did it. But I mean, so what?
I hate taking to lots bring of drugs. That doesn't rule, but I know two people. I hate two people that I knew two people I know in their 50s. One guy just read. 58, died of a heart something or other. And another friend of mine, his friend, so it's a couple removed, he went into the hospital with his mother, and then he wasn't feeling well, so they did some tests. They said, your liver's gone, and he was a bit of a drinker. And they said, you got 3 months to live. He died the next week. So these are people that are dropping dead in their 50s, and we've always said that 50s is a very dangerous decade for men. But the clot shot definitely accelerates all of these things. And if you can't see that, then you're gone.
Yeah.
Well,
when they're already mandating to put defibrillators in primary schools in America, you know,
right.
Like for 8-year-olds, like in case they have heart attacks. I mean, 8-year-olds don't have heart attacks. Well, they never used to.
The newspaper articles appearing about how it's not that rare.
Yeah.
For children to have heart attacks.
Totally.
It's not rare.
And then there's articles saying that I think in Canada, like, you know, shoveling snow could bring on a heart attack, you know? You guys have been shoveling snow for fucking ages, mate. And fine. Yeah.
I have to admit, when you're out of shape, it does. It is very arduous. I even had trouble pushing the snowblower this year.
Oh, cunt.
All right, let me read Napoleon Wilson's Rick and Roller comment. The idiot woman who would get vaxxed again after diagnosed with Miley Cyrus was fucking brilliant. Buyer's remorse, cognitive dissonance with 1,300,000 accepted effects you would think would be beneficial. Shame about the cricketer Shane Warne, 52, is not a good job innings, but a Peruvian flake, and it's just not the jab. You've ruined Billy Joel's man now as a list of songs for me all the double meanings, Rick. According to his, I think because Rick did the stop and go with sing us a song.
It was a comedy routine. It was a comedy routine I'd wrote. Yeah. I wrote that in my head years ago, and I thought it was a funny thing because I do think Davey in the Navy and his mate, you know, the unmarried real estate agent. Billy's playing in a gay bar, no doubt about that. Yeah. But I wasn't meant to be too serious.
I took you seriously at first, and you know, wasn't sure, but I didn't buy it. But I mean, I still thought you were being serious. So, you know.
Oh yeah, no. It was something that just popped into my head.
Yeah. So to the listener, like, you know, you can still listen to the song. It's all right, man.
All right, guys.
It's just a gay bar.
You have to play gay bar.
It's all good. It's all do it.
That's a great song.
Yeah. Yeah, and take it to a gay bar. I'll play it. I'll play it in a sec. Hold on. Hold on.
And,
let's do our
last week.
I know gin and tonic makes you depressed as shit, and I certainly don't have one in my hand, and I'm sure none of you guys do because you all sound in good mood. So me, Rollo, I have a vodka and Red Bull. Okay, so let's ask Benoit first. Has he got a drink in his hand?
No, I'm a little bit early, not even 12, so I'm smoking a cigarette near the river.
Oh, I think you got a cigarette in your hand. That works for
me. That's all right.
All right, Rick. Yeah, Rick, what do you got in your hand?
I've just done three Sapporos, and I'm just having a glass of white wine.
White wine. That's all right. And what about our mate? I know Frank said he's not drinking anymore. Have you got a glass of water in your hand?
No, I've just had a cup of coffee, and I'm about to have a chocolate coated ice cream.
Oh, it's nice. Mate.
Whoa, it's my latest health kick.
Watch out.
What about WA, Mr. Mark McGowan's best mate, Champagne Spritzer?
We go way back. I'm on a champagne and rainwater frappe.
Oh, nice one.
Making love.
Making love. Making love to you.
I'm the same, man. One time with the gin, I was working for Coca-Cola, and a lot of the time you'd always get free soft drink because they own pretty much every fucking soft drink. So I had shitloads of soft drink in my fridge.
Thank you, Rick.
I haven't said anything yet.
Thank you, Rick.
Don't wear that.
Thank you, Donald.
I had a shitload of tonic water in my fridge. Shitload of tonic water in my fridge, and I thought, what can I do with that? I went, I'll go buy some gin and get pissed on gin and tonic.
Never again.
I went out and, I couldn't talk to anyone. I was just, it was so depressing. It was a fucking light.
I'm telling you, it's a drink of misery. Gin is a drink of misery. And it makes, it's the crying drunks you see are all drinking gin, as far as I'm concerned. Rollo, don't ever drink gin.
Rick, before we get to the end, we've got to ask. Ab, has he got anything in his hand? Ab?
Yeah, a steering wheel.
A steering wheel? I knew that. Is that all it is? Okay, and we've got Vellison!
Yeah.
G'day, mate. That's in your hand, my friend. Come on,
Bill. He's got an American
flag. He's looking at the soundboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go Tom Cruise, cocktail, something like that.
he's in Florida, isn't he, at the moment? Is he in Florida with his beautiful
Sarah? I believe so. Yep.
Sarah. You guys want me to play? It was a wonderful gin.
Gay bar.
Bella said he's quite close to Who was that? Go on.
Yeah, I'm saying you won't speak up. He's with us without being
with us. Okay. Yeah.
Who's the guy that from Queensland that bailed to Mexico? The podcaster, the old guy.
Max Egan.
Yeah, you could catch up with Max Egan, Ellicott. Not far away, mate. Go have a chat.
He's
a bit dodgy, that bloke. I'm with
I reckon he's dodgy. Yeah, I don't trust you. He's just my gut feeling. Yeah.
Vellicott does the best Max Egan impersonation.
Over the Alps, never to be seen again.
A man of God and such enthusiasm. Of course they ended up eating him.
Caught it in a Turkish bordello. Of course he's quite insane now.
What in God's name is that?
I don't know. Piano man.
Rollo, just play Gay Bar.
Is that Rollo playing
that? No, it must be Velocit.
I think it's Benoit doing something that Velocit's asking.
Absolutely not.
Right on time.
Absolutely not.
Right on time.
Apparently, that was the rendition of some 90s dance hit by someone on the piano.
Oh, smash me. I was just going to play you there. You took me to a gay bar. Yeah, but there you go.
Yeah, gay bar. Let's play gay bar.
Play gay bar, man.
It's a good song. Gay bar. Let me try again. Armstrong and Miller, right?
Gay bar. Sorry, can stop.
No.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hey, hello.
I didn't want to speak up. Oh my God. I'm not playing stuff through my connection. If anyone has noticed, and Benoit's on top of this, I've uploaded every sound effect onto a website. You can actually go into the bots command channel and play anything you want. I've been playing that. Anyone can do it now. All the sound effects are there for Fart Podcast.
Bless your heart.
Fartpodcast.com/drops. You can go and play the stuff. I'm going to go for a walk and I'll be listening.
Yeah.
Okay,
man.
Thank you. For any reason at all, claims that anybody died or got hurt at Daily Plaza that day, they are a spiritual murderer.
Dave is back.
That's a
fact. Welcome back, Dave.
All right. So here's what I'm telling you.
All right.
If anyone,
what are you telling
for any
us?
Reason at all, all right. Is it anybody?
Yeah.
That's what we're going to tell.
That's a good one.
All right, Rollo, go ahead.
Going for a walk on the beach at 5 in the morning.
So anyway, I will put on the live stream note the direct link to the website where everything, cool. every drop is available.
Benoit, I have to tell you that one of the guys that I sailboard with, that I go windsurfing with, in fact, we were having a great time this afternoon. He is a Swiss paratrooper.
Nice.
Oh, so that exists. Yeah, you get the option when you enlist and you are obligated to enlist when you turn 18. You have the option of choosing what you want to do depending on your sportive and cognitive capacity. So the thing is that I picked the thing that was the closest to my home, which was stupid because it was terrible, but that was my idea. So, of course, you can pick whatever you want.
Yeah. So, yeah, pretty interesting, dude.
Hey, while we're waiting for Rollo to press play, I could play a quick little clip. Intro to the gay bar song, but it's building up.
You, sir!
Oh, yeah.
Want to take you to a gay bar. I want to take you to a gay bar. I want to take you to a gay bar, gay bar, gay bar. You! I got something to put in you.
There we go.
I'm stronger, Miller. All right, keep going. What's going on in WA, mate?
My friend? Rollo, you played the wrong fucking song. So that was not the song that we wanted to play. The actual gay bar is a completely different
Armstrong
song.
Armstrong and Miller.
No, forget about Armstrong and Miller. It's another band completely different. Forget about it.
It's done. Forget about it. I'd rather listen to Dave J all day.
Yeah. Anyway, it doesn't matter. You played the wrong song, Rollo. You failed.
Oh,
you failed.
I'll play the right one next time. I'll play the right one next time, promise. Keep going.
All right.
All right.
not easy being a producer.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Not with a. Do you know how many bottles of vodka I had today? Two. And that's because Rick went to the Batman, and I went, I don't know if I'm going to be capable of staying. And I had to have a liter of vodka. And
good man.
Especially because I knew that you'd seen the Batman, and I knew I'd heard Andre's take on the Batman, how it was woke, and I.
You were supposed to go to Batman and for me.
I know. That's why I got Rick to go to it. Rick went to it for me.
Yes, and
Rick,
and I did.
You can't
and
send Rick to do your job. I told my daughter.
I just want to wind back. Are you telling me that you've had 2 liters of vodka today? 2 liters of vodka.
Yes. Is that a problem? Have you got a problem with that, Frank?
Fire truck.
Have you got a problem with that?
Well, Rollo, that's enough to sink a whale, isn't it? The average whale couldn't drink 2 bottles of vodka.
It's just.
Is there anything that Saul can do to counteract the effects of 2 liters of vodka?
Rollo, you don't buy liter bottles of vodka.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Children, don't try this at home.
Yes, Frank. Yes, Saturday the 12th of March, 2022. Rick and Rollo, and here we are with the Benoit, the gold skid mark, and Ab, and not only Ab, we've got the Dan Andrews, best mate down there. Come on. Tell us what's going on, Frank. How's the soundboarding going? How's the sobriety going?
I'm only here as an observer, Rollo, but the death rate has skyrocketed.
Wow. Mm.
Go on.
But I talked about it last week.
I hear 8%.
No, it went up. So February last year, there were 2,980 deaths. February of this year, where there were 4,140, so it's just under 40% increase in the death rate. And so I wrote off to the health departments of Queensland, New South Wales, South Australia, West Australia, and Tasmania, and asked them if they can provide me the same figures as Victoria, so I can work out what's going on. But No, we've referred your request up the line, and you know, here's the case number. You just can't get the numbers.
Yeah.
It's
the Minister of Victoria being so open with their death rates.
In Victoria, they just totally lay it out. It is a huge jump in deaths.
Is Dan Andrews still hated as much as he was?
Well, I didn't even know he was hated. Every time I meet, you know, any young woman, they basically just want to shag the guy.
Are you serious? Oh, come on. Are you serious? No way.
He's really Dan popular Andrews. With young women. But everyone else, you know, someone else tells me that he's going to lose the election, I'd be straight out surprised.
Yeah,
but what he's doing at the moment is he's building this – well, he's organising the building of this big tunnel, and it's such a balls up that now he's building a whole bunch of sports facilities around where the tunnel's going in to try and pay people off.
Is the tunnel going to China?
Just where – basically, yeah. Well, to be honest, Ab, I assume all the infrastructure is being built – for the replacement population that must be coming in after we've all been wiped out.
I don't think they're going to need that many people, though, in the technocratic hell they're creating. They just need just enough to run the machines.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jobs
of people.
No, but also to replace the gene pool, because we don't want to have inbred. So They probably consider that too.
Give us Rabbi our daily inbred.
I just want to play something a bit fun. Here we go. Yeah, have a listen. Have
all
listen.
The elites do inbreed.
Good afternoon. Well, thank you, everyone. There's been a lot of talk this week, but the truth is I am in desperate need of this job, which is why I'm here. It seems I've become very unpopular. And the sad truth is nobody likes me, not even my wife. Why should I bother? Why should I bother? Why shouldn't I just walk away? I need a miracle. And if you don't help me keep my job when the election finally comes, Jenny will leave me. And my heart is just profoundly sad. I mean, seriously, guys, this is not about politics. This is about me. Jenny and I spoke last night. And she said to me, Scott, you're actually incompetent, especially on the ukulele. I was completely stunned. I mean, it's just a very small guitar. Just because I suck at playing it doesn't make me any less of a man. Obviously, I need to practice the stupid thing, but it shouldn't be that hard to play. Darling, please don't leave me. I'm experiencing profound sorrow. But I promise you, I can get lessons to learn how to play. And I know you know that. Jenny, I will not let you down. Thank you very much.
Jenny, isn't it? What wasn't Forrest Gump's wife's Jenny?
Jenny, that was a remix matrix, he is absolutely fantastic, he's just fucking clever, very clever.
Did you guys happen to see Scott Morrison when he apparently he was campaigning and he went to a building site, you know, like a workshop, and he put on the welding mask, and he had an arc welder in his hand. The guy's saying, "Oh yeah, give it a go for the cameras," and he goes, "Where do you want me to? Where do you want me to, you know, spark it?" And he sparks it with his helmet up, so he got the full blast, white flash, mate. It's all on camera, man. Oh, that's classic.
Go on. Yeah. No, he's at the floods up here running around with one of those special brooms that pushes water. It's kind of long, like an X-shaped broom that pushes water.
It's a squeegee.
And you can tell it's
a squeegee.
It's a pusher. And he looked so awkward. He was completely awkward. Obviously, it was staged just for the 3 minutes that he was at that particular site. And, you know, all these politicians are just, what's the word you use it? They are exploiting. They're cunts. Well, they're a bunch of cunts.
Yeah. Lying.
Exploiting misery.
They're caring, unselfish, non-judgmental types.
Yeah, cunts.
That's them.
Yeah.
Caring, unselfish. Brilliant, Frank.
What about, did you guys talk about Facebook lifting their hate on, their ban on hate to allow it for Russians? Did you read that story?
No, that almost seems like the onion. Well, most stories today, look like an onion parody.
Yeah.
That was on Rothschild's News Network. Reuters.
Yeah, I saw that somewhere too in the French, in some French speaking media. That apparently there is something that you are not allowed to say.
You can hate Russian.
But apparently, yeah. But it was always the case. I mean, when I was a kid, we hate Russian because, I mean, they were attacking the A-Team, MacGyver. It was in every TV show and everything. Russian Rumble. Yeah. So for my Dolph generation, Lundgren, it doesn't change much, to be honest.
Dolph, the MacGyver, all of those credible news.
Rambo saved
the Asians from the Russian invasion.
Yes. He fought the Russian in Afghanistan, which was very confusing to me. Since I was was very confusing to me because I was programmed to say that fuck Russian and apparently the Mujahid are the good guys. And then suddenly in 2001, I was 16 and they were not the good guys anymore. It was very confusing.
No, they managed to change everything. And somehow Rambo was there fighting whatever country that they were marketing the movie in.
Everyone. Rambo. He's fighting everyone. Man.
Yeah. I'll tell you a funny story. When I was in the building industry back in the early 90s, I was working with this Irish bloke and he'd just come from Israel because he'd gone over and done the kibbutz thing that back in the day he used to go and, you know, Aussies were over there working kibbutzes and basically kibbutzes is communism. You know, you work for nothing and get fuck all reward out of it, right?
So he was working picking grapes or crushing wine, only the Jews can drink it. Yeah,
but you're not allowed to.
You can do all the hard work, but you're not allowed to taste the end result because you're goyim.
That was kibbutzes. Anyway. Rambo 3 or whatever was getting filmed in Israel and he volunteered because he was pale-skinned Irish to be an extra as a Russian soldier. And he said that they got taken up in choppers flown around all these amazing areas, you know, like for the footage of this, you know, Rambo movie. But anyway, and this guy was mad. And when I say mad, he was hollow level, like you couldn't, this guy was uncontrollable. And they were supplying food for all the extras in a big, massive tent. And he decided he wasn't getting enough food. And he was carrying an AK-47, a fake AK-47 for the movie. And he walked into the, and it had blanks in it as well. And right. He reckoned they gave out all the extras, his AK-47. With blanks in them for their shooting of whatever the scene was in Rambo. Was it two or three? I think it was Rambo 3.
Three.
It was filmed in Israel. Yeah. Anyway, so he walked into the tent where everyone was meant to be getting fed and he goes, "You're not giving us enough food." And he had his blanks, like his AK-47. He started firing blanks off. He reckoned the Israeli soldiers laughed. They recognised he had blanks in there and they realised that he wasn't a threat, so they laughed at him. And I said to him, "You could have been fucking killed." Yeah, he reckons he walked in there and goes, "Yeah," because this guy was fucking mad. When I say mad, MAD capitals, you know, he walked into the where they were handing out the food and with his pretend as movie prop and fired the gun off inside the actual where they were handing it the food, and, you know, going, "Yo, you food shit, you fucking cunts," and he was like firing over his head. And the Israeli soldiers had real guns, and they could have killed him if they wanted to, but they realised, you know, that he was having a laugh, and they were, you know, so it was funny. But I thought, man, look, those Israeli soldiers, man, are professional killers of the highest magnitude. Be told, guaranteed, and doing that was a massive risk, but it was funny. You know, at least
took a risk, got away with it. But
took a risk,
I guess thought, geez, if we shoot him, we have to go get another fucking extra and then pay him. God, like, we've already paid.
But no, I'm telling you, all the Israeli soldiers I've met over the years hated everything they had to do, because they got made to join the army. Same with like Bermar was saying about, like in Switzerland, you have to join the army. It's not a condition. It is a condition.
Same with Korea, South Korea too.
Yeah. You've got to join up and do that. And the Israelis I've met have been absolutely bitter about what they had to do because they said they were getting paid shit money for high risk jobs and they hated everything they did and they didn't trust their bosses. That was a, what they said, you know. So there you go.
And now they've been rewarded with 5 jabs each.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say. I was going to bring that up. If the Jews don't realize they're being ruled by a very
caring, unselfish, non-judgmental
Sabbatai and Franks have always ruled over and persecuted the Jews in their own religion, which is the sickest trick of all, if you ask me.
Yeah. My experience with meeting ex-Israeli soldiers is that they hated what they had to do and they were bitter about how much money they got paid, fuck all money, to have to go and do police work in Palestine.
Of course. Basically. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Anti-human.
None of them are proud of it.
The people that rule over us are anti-human. They worship Baphomet. They hate. They love Lucifer. They're Satanists of the highest order. No doubt.
Yep. 100%.
And now they're
guaranteed.
Spreading religion to the world. They're killing people because they feed off that negative energy. It's absolutely disgusting.
We only have positive.
Apart from that,
positive energy here. Positive energy.
Always.
Rick and Rollo is always positive. Completely. Our podcast, 100% positive. No negative energy in the show.
Just a quick one.
Talking about the religions, I saw this meme the other day, and I'll read it to you. It's just the difference between the three Abrahamic religions is Christianity is mumbling to the ceiling. Judaism is mumbling to the wall, and Islam is mumbling to the floor.
Not bad.
Which is true.
They're all similar. They all come from the same.
Yeah, it's quite good. One goes up, one goes down, one goes sideways.
Yeah, but the big difference is one of them says you're retrieved from your sin, and the others say you're all stuffed.
So.
You're on the money, man. On the money.
So, you know, pretty easy choice for me, but, you know, it's up to you guys, I guess.
Well, you don't have to join a religion. Hey, another one. Get this. The word religion, I didn't, you know how we all know that government is, in Latin, means is mind and government.
Mind control. Yeah.
This one, pop, if I can find it. There it is, got it. Religion, from the Latin verb religare, means to tie back, to hold back, to thwart from forward progress, to bind. A system of control based in unchallenged dogmatic belief which holds back the progress of consciousness.
Wow. That's the Latin definition? That's a lot.
Yeah, that's from the Latin verb, not the last bit, but just the Latin verb religia. Means to tie back, to hold back, to thwart from forward progress, to bind. So
religion has always meant to restrain man's wild instincts. That's the whole basis of religion.
Control.
One of my very first shows on fakeologist.com, JFK. J is 10, F is 6, K is 11. And I was on about, you know, it's obviously means something when they're using these numbers. And I've never actually thought much about it since, but then I listened to IPS and someone sent in that exact same thing. But what they did was smarter than me, is they just turned it upside down. And so J being 10, F being 6, and K being 11, turn it upside down and you've got 9-11-01 backwards. And that was obviously the first psyop in 9-11-01.
All right. Yeah. Hey, Rick. I don't know how many beers you've had, but your takedown of Billy Joel's, as you said last week, was awesome.
Oh no!
Now, can you tell me anything about this song? I know that you said to me during the week, but I'm just going to play a little bit of this song. Here we go. Give me a second. And tell me what is it about this song?
Our program to bring you this important message.
This is Tom Arnold, and the world is full of true lies. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
It is Saturday, the 12th of March, 2022. Rick and Rollo, and you're here with the Golden Skid Mark, Ab. Who else have we got here? Benoit.
Announce the salt.
Yeah, here we go. We'll continue on. Oh, it's in color. Your hair is brown. Your eyes are hazel. And such as clowns. I often kiss you when there's no one else around.
I've got your picture. I've got your picture. I'd like a million of your aura myself. I want a doctor to take a picture so I can look at you from inside as well. You got me turning up and turning down. I'm turning in, I'm turning red, I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. I'd like a million of them around myself. I want a doctor to take a picture so I can look at you from inside as well. You got me turning up, I'm turning down, I'm turning in, I'm turning right, I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese.
What was that, Ab?
Good one. I was just playing guitar with my mouth. It's actually funny that Frank and I were talking about the Japanese last night on a really good audio chat just posted about salt. So that's very...
Okay.
Well, the hidden meaning that Rollo's referring to is much less honorable in this case, Ab, I can tell you.
Yeah. And it's a fact.
No drugs, no wine, no women, no fun, no sin, no you know when there is talk. Everyone around me is a total stranger. Everyone avoids me like a cyclone ranger. Everyone. That's why I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so.
So, Rick,
Yes. What is? Yes. Yes, Rollo.
I like the song.
You know, well, Turning Japanese was, they're referring to a bloke that's desperate for sex, but he hasn't got anything, and he performs an act on himself, and his eyes go all slanty when he's getting a bit excited.
I had no idea about that.
That's what that song is totally about. About a guy.
Squinting, ecstasy.
Yeah, exactly. So,
how did you find that? Where is that written? Just Google Turning Japanese lyrics,
and you'll find out the whole.
I know, but before the internet, how were we ever supposed to know that?
So when I was singing that song at a karaoke bar in like 2000.
It was well known. That voice sounded like yours a little bit. All right, everybody be quiet. Everyone be quiet now. Rick, is it when you're having sex with a woman or self-abusing? Self-abusing, turning Japanese. That was the whole thing. Can I just cut in?
Yep. It's just like they always say that, like, you know, oh, don't do that, Johnny. You know, don't do that. You'll go blind.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I remember that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, there you go. Right there.
Well, I heard the Harry Palms. I like that one.
Yeah. Well, Turning Japanese was definitely a song about self-abuse. It was a self-abuse tribute song from back in the early 80s. Yeah. Not exactly. It was like, how do you look after
the penis? It's a fine line between pleasure and pain.
Oh, yeah. Is that your boss, Frank? Great guitar song.
Yeah, good stuff.
Were they a one-hit wonder?
Can I quickly ask a question?
Yeah, go for it.
Before you knew what the real meaning to that song was, what did you think it was about?
I thought it was about someone turning Japanese. Yeah, that's what I thought. Was he
dating a Japanese girl, or was he living in Japan? What did you think?
Exactly. I have to say this. I'm not a lyric listener. I just like tunes for what I think. I don't analyze songs, but women analyze songs. Big time. Women love analyzing songs.
They love the lyrics.
Oh yes, they do. They love the lyrics. And I had no idea.
Why would use the word analyze for that particular task?
Exactly. Funny that. Frank,
very good question.
Good. Yeah, very good question. Analyze. I was analyzed. Completely analyzed.
Where would you get
the beginning of that song for the end? Guys,
how many times have you pulled your two fingers and made yourself Japanese and pulled you and made yourself Japanese?
Well, that's what the song's about, Rollo. Yeah. The organ.
Yeah, but you're playing with your eyeballs.
Next to your eyeballs. You pull the skin and you make yourself look Japanese. It's now called racism or whatever. I don't know.
It's always called racism, Rollo. It's not just a now thing.
Yeah, but Rollo, that's a good point. There was a meme I've come across where this Asian had obviously working in Africa somewhere, helping out the kids and stuff, and they decided to do a group photo, and it's just him with all these little black kids around him. And they took the photo, and he's smiling, the Asian guy, and every other little black kid is pulling their eyes apart to make all sorts of Japanese.
Oh, so, that's terrible.
Black people racist? Are black people racist?
No, apparently
they are.
They can't.
I hear you. Goldie. I hear you clearly. Yeah. Exactly. Racism in this modern day only works one way.
Yeah. Or it seems only white people can be racist.
Can you guys?
Yeah. Only white
people. Same with the masks. The masks only work one way too.
Can I interrupt for 5 seconds?
Yes.
Go, Bella.
It's been so hard to. I've been walking around. My Bluetooth keeps disconnecting, and then it's taking the microphone from the wrong AirPods. It's going from the left side, not the right side, and I don't have the right side in, so it can't hear my microphone. I'm trying to talk. I'm trying to cut in on the conversation, and nothing's happening. I'm like, why can't they hear me? And then I finally got it working, and then I'm sorry to interject, but I just was like doing like an audio test. Like, can you guys hear me? Hello, I'm out here.
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, okay, right.
You're clear.
Can I start off by saying, man, I'm walking around. Does the podcast sound great or what? You guys are so high energy. You're having a great time. That processor I'm in, it makes everyone sound so consistently loud and right there. It hits your solar plexus, and you feel like it's right in your heart. You know, it's really drilling at home. So, congratulations. It sounds awesome. But The specific thing I wanted to come in and talk about was Frank was talking about that he sang Turning Japanese in karaoke, and he had no idea what day he did it. And he said probably around 2000. And, God, it just hit me. I realized, you know what happened? September 12, 2001 in Australia, Frank attended a karaoke bar, and you know what happened? It set off. Holy shit. Oh, my God, I saw the footage on the TV. You should have seen it. It sent an eruption across the world and these two towers collapsed.
Yeah, funny that. There you go. 100% guaranteed.
I can't believe we haven't figured out the connection until now. Oh, my God. That's all it was.
Forget the thermite. Forget the sonic weapons.
Forget Judy Wood. Forget Judy Wood. Forget Judy Wood. Forget thermite.
That was the golden days for me. From 1998 to about 2004, on full expense accounts, swanning around Japan, selling salt, going to karaoke bars. It was a great life. There were just, you just have no idea how totally.
You have your own kimono, Frank?
I had everything. It was just full on.
Hey, Frank.
What are geisha girls like? Tell me. I'm dying to know.
It's amazing.
Very good looking.
Unbelievable. How highly trained
they are. Before I went to the movies tonight, I was really tired. So I thought I'll go and grab a couple of coffees from Moon Harvest Cafe, which is not far from me. And me and my youngest went and grabbed some coffees. And we were in there in the cafe. Just getting a couple of normal coffees because I needed something to keep me awake because there's no way I was going to do 3 hours of Batman political torture.
What torture.
Yeah. Oh, I was dreading it. Absolutely dreading it. But anyway, so I went to the cafe and the first thing I said to the guy that made me the coffees, I said, thank you for that, you know, because you've done myself a favor. And the owner of the cafe came over and he told me, when I used to have my own business, he had a graphic design business. He traveled the world, right? And he was telling me he fell asleep in every movie he went to when he was traveling around the world. Even it was a London theater, which is £100 a seat. Usually if you go to a theater in the West End for a good seat, it's £100.
He told me he fell asleep. It's cheaper now, but yeah.
Yeah, it is now. He was telling me he fell asleep at the Lion King 3 times in a row before he actually got to see the actual end of the thing. And I said to him, I beat all your stories hands down because my best friend fell asleep at AC/DC live in the front row in the best tickets you could get, and he was asleep when AC/DC came on. because he'd been there for four nights in a row, free tickets, which, you know, because he was friends with Malcolm Young. But he said he was snoring while AC/DC came on their fourth concert. And I believe that because I was tonight, if I hadn't had that coffee, there's no way I could have put up with three hours of the most politically correct bullshit that you're going to get.
I find myself squirming in the movies now. It's
Oh, I do. And my son, he understands that I'm going to start pointing at the screen and then pointing at him and going, "Watch that! Watch that! What are they saying? That you know, are they doing this? Dad,
Rick,
shut up!
Can I ask you this question? Why did you want me to play this?
I'm telling you now, when you're talking on your phone, Google Chrome or Google whatever is listening to, so you know, I often talk, I do Klaus Schwab impersonations as I'm driving to get but I'm doing it to try and bring up, you know, some kind of future conversation that, you know, we can have, as you know, when I'm doing the Klaus Schwab. Not that it's me, obviously. It's the real Klaus Schwab is on our show. Forget about me. I'm not impersonating anyone. Yeah. Anyway, all of a sudden, on my YouTube selected best, you know, the shows that you should listen to, came that song, and it's some German.
Total Eclipse 1981.
Yeah, exactly. And so that got sent to me because I talk well as I'm driving. Imitating Klaus
Schwab. You're always Klaus Schwab to me. You're the real Klaus Schwab.
I think
Schwab
so.
To me,
I think, yeah. Well, we're all in the. I must say, it's some idiot called Klaus from 1981.
Klaus Naomi,
1981. And that got sent to me because Google is listening
America song by Hammerstrung. That was always a good one. Remember that one?
Don't you think Klaus Schwab would love, what's that German band Rollo that really let
Two House.
That's Klaus Schwab.
Do you think Klaus is into cat porn?
I've heard of it. I know of it. And I'd have to say yes, definitely.
I'm just going to pop in for a and I left to hear from on this line now, Klaus Schwab speaking to us.
Mr. Skidmark Golden, quickly, because he's going on about the phone call, like how they're listing in, like Google and all that sort of stuff. Speaking to a friend today on the phone, and you guys must have had it when you're on the phone, all of a sudden it all goes garbled like alien sounds.
Yes.
Have you ever had that?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. That happened yesterday with the same guy. It happened today on the same call. And of course, we cut out and then we call each other back. He said to me, he said, dude, that happens the most when I'm talking with you.
Oh, funny that. Yeah.
Isn't that funny interesting?
Coincidence? Yeah. No,
just remember this, old skid mark, just you because you're truth? Paranoid doesn't mean people are not out to get you.
True.
That's so true, though, Frank.
I thought we had Klaus here. Where's Klaus gone?
Right. I'm here, but I'm just listening in towards you. Because you know your friend, his name is... No, Ronald, before you say anything, I want to speak to your friend, a salt of ounce per day. He is my favorite. I like to sing this in.
Forget Frank for a moment.
These are a few of my favorite sings. Vincent
Dunn. Yes, Ronald. Oh, my God. I love it. See, a salt of ounce per day. I love a salt of ounce per day.
All right. Well, forget Frank for the moment.
What do you think of Trudeau? Can you talk about
Abbaato. I love your name. I love Abbaato. Angry man. Fantastic. I love this thing. So Trudeau. Sorry. I'm coughing.
This is Waterman Chris.
Madeira Lissette.
I'm Roland.
Uninstall Media.
Zach Cupboard.
Van Tassel.
You are listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
Der Tod erscheine, treu sein für alle.
Yes.
I've got to tell you that that was the best music that I've never understood a word of ever in my life. Who is that?
That is Koshwab and Rammstein. Rammstein. One of my favorite bands.
I've got a few questions for Yes,
Klaus Nomi, Total Eclipse, 1981. Was that right?
No.
Or is that Rammstein?
Rammstein is his name of the band. But is it, Carollo, you ask me a question, I tell you answer.
Yeah. The question I'm asking you is your mother really a Rothschild? She's a Rothschild, your mother.
Well, if you can get Kelly to delete this answer, but yes, she is.
Let me just consult my notes here.
Klaus, who do you prefer banging, Justin Trudeau or Dern, whatever her first name is?
No, it must
who
be
Look. Mr. Arboato, with the angry man, Arboato. I must say, this is my favorite name. I love your name, angry man. Wonderful. But Jacinda Ardern is a man. His name is Ken Neasden. Ken Neasden. Wonderful.
So who do you prefer? And which way do they take it?
Jacinda takes any version I tell her to take it. Whatever.
The most important thing to know is that Jacinda takes it like a man.
Yeah.
Well, he likes a bit of both. Like one's female, born female, one's born male, you know? So you know, he's a swinger.
Listen, Mr. Skidmark Golden, you are spot on this one. But we need to get Telisa to delete all the things I say that are corresponding to your answers.
Calm down.
Plus, nothing is getting deleted. Let me ask you another question. You obviously a Rothschild. Now, we know that.
Yeah.
Because your mother is. Yeah. You created the WEF out of nowhere. What are you? Are you professor of what? What are you a professor of? What are you?
I'm Roro. I'm a the Van Wild Order, Roro. The Van Wild Order. But get a Telly said to delete that. Get him to delete that because I don't want anyone to hear this. Wild Order.
Professor of what? I just want to know what you're a professor of.
Klaus, will we be able to own property in your new world?
Well, yes. No, yes, you will. If you sign up to the new climate change world order, you will have property, but it will be owned by the climate change committee that will we will be seeing that takes over the thing in Canada,
What are we going to do in the winter when the windmills freeze and the solar panels are covered in snow? How are we going to stay warm?
Well,
your virtue will keep you warm,
Matt. Aborato, what I'm saying is, and this you're useless either. And to me. You don't sound like a useless idiot. You sound like a smart man that understands what we are up to.
Yeah.
So therefore, you should be fine. But just make sure you don't sign up to anything that the global Van Velora people say.
Why do Germans always stop counting at the number 9?
Because... can you answer that question for me?
Nine. Now, then, then is something we should all.
Miles.
Is Greta Thunberg your illegitimate granddaughter?
Oh. No. Greta Thunberg. She is being played by the a miniature version of what's the guy's name? Yeah. Al Gore. All she is being played by Al Gore. But can you get a Teresa to delete everything that I say? Veloce. No, I say Teresa because it sounds better. Anyway, I have to go, Oro, because I am exposing too much of it.
I'll go back to Davos.
That was good.
Talking to you, Klaus.
Clown Schwab. You are the best. I love that Sith uniform you wear too. And that picture going around where he's walking around in the underwear and the hat.
Have you seen?
Is that really him? Do you reckon that's really him? And on the beach?
I reckon it's him.
I want to believe, but you're right.
Yeah. It's a real dude. I'm just wondering if it's really him, and probably is.
I think it could be. What a fantastic show. Fakeologist.com. Absolutely banging tonight. Guaranteed. 100%.
There's truth. No, there's music. There's humor. There's Rollo. I mean, what else do you want?
Well, and the Rollo, most important thing, Ab, I think, is that people that come here don't worry that they're going to die from a nuclear bomb. That's the most joyful thing.
And Frank, that's my best thing that I can tell you. If you think there's going to be a nuclear war, forget about it. It's not ever going to happen.
I got to fix up my nuclear page because I know people are asking that question now more than ever. And it's in the narrative now. No. I got to fix it up so when people come over. And I started having a few back and forth in comment sections about nuclear because it's on everyone's mind apparently all of a sudden.
It hasn't been on anyone's mind since
Fukushima, which was on 311.
311. So I must recommend again. I have to recommend again listening to the show on Media Monarchy. What he does at the end of every episode of his news show, because he does two or three shows. One of them's with James Corbett, and it's called the Media Something or Other. What he does, he reads what happened on this date and goes through all the history of whatever happened on this date. And I've suddenly noticed that the same stories are happening on these same dates. And on about 4 or 5 days ago, they repeated that on this exact date, the Germans moved in with 22 divisions or 22 regiments or whatever it was to start the process of World War II. Well, I'm suggesting they're using the same dates every time there's a March the 11th.
You are a conspiracy theorist, aren't you?
Yes, Frank.
Hey, Frank, is this Elton John? Listen. Carefully. Ready? Listen to this.
I'm ready.
It's just impossible.
Yes, that's Elton John.
I know exactly that.
Yes, Kevin Rudd.
That is Elton John.
Kevin Elton John Rudd.
Don't let the sun go down on him, will you, Rollo?
I've said this before. Tell that bloody interpreter. This fucking language. He's just complicates it so much, you know? How can anyone do this? You know what I mean? It's just...
Dog and Pony Show.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So there's Kevin dropping the old F-bomb there.
Quite a few F-bombs, actually.
He needs some anger management lessons, you know. God, the guy's out of control. Man.
That was the major controversy of the day when they decided that it was time for him to go and be the move across to the UN. And he had to do a concert that week as well.
Funny that coincidence? Coincidence? No, I don't think so.
But hey, losing everything.
Is Kevin Rudd and Elton John the same person? And Theresa May
opinion, Rollo,
is what?
If you employ that model, you will find it satisfactory explanation of how the world works than believing that Kevin Rudd is a real dude who ran a country. And what I want to do is see these guys' birth certificates when they go on the candidates form. Because I don't think we see anything like that.
How about their certificates of live birth, which would be more relevant?
Yeah, it would be, yeah. So these guys just get vouched for, so no one knows who they are. We don't know anything about them.
Wasn't Elton John or Reginald, whatever his real name is.
Reginald Dwight.
He did some kind of commercial for, what was it for? Was it for climate change or was it for the injection? I can't remember. He's just a pathetic looking figure at this point. I think nobody over the age of maybe 70 should be on video. It's really hard to look at. Anyway, he was
shilling
for something.
Abby, he's clearly gay. And Frank, he got married in Australia in 1986, apparently, didn't he?
That's right. And you found the picture of his wife looking exactly like Kevin Rudd's wife.
Yeah, yeah, Theresa May.
Theresa May and Renata Blauer look exactly the same.
Yes.
Just saying.
And let's not forget Maggie Thatcher.
Who is likely a Kennedy, by the way?
Right.
One of the Kennedy daughters that apparently died in a lunatic asylum.
Really?
Sanatorium, as you said yesterday.
In a sanatorium, yeah.
All kinds of truths revealed on the last FAC with Frank and Fake Egg. Mm. And don't forget to tune in. I got more guests coming up on the Fakeologist Show. If I could do a little plug. Sunday, I have Sanity for Sweden, who's a fantastic truther who sits in a chair in front of a pile of wood. And really great thinker. And I invited him on. He's plugged the hell out of the Fakeologist site more than anyone else I ever saw. So he'll be on Sunday. And Monday, Frank, we should play this because I don't know if Frank would appreciate this guy. His name is Jürgen. He's a German who came to Canada in the 50s, I believe. And he's a 72-year-old rapper. He's a truth rapper.
I love him already.
He did a very, very catchy rap. I've played it a few times because I genuinely am hooked by it. Which is very strange. I never thought I would listen to a 72-year-old truth rapper. And he's fantastic. And he's coming on the show on Monday. What a lineup.
There's no holding you back, Ab. When can I get shares in PsychoTube?
I know. Well, you've already made a lovely donation. I thank you so much. And, PsychoTube is just there to hold our videos so they don't get blown away. I can't get back on YouTube.
We've got Uncle Vigilante trying to get us to buy
crypto,
buy Epic, but really what I want is Epic. Shares in PsychoTube. It's what I really want. Nice. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
All right. All right. We'll get it all figured out. And all those guys are all those the Spice Girls are Spice Men. I'm just blown away by the inversion. I really am. They really are incredible, these guys. Yeah. I can barely see it, but
it's a good idea to be a star football player, but you have to marry a bloke.
I don't know. I don't know about specific ones. I think Scary for sure, the skinny one. I don't know. Scary. I haven't had a good look at her.
I'd go all of them. Baby Spice.
Scary for sure is a bloke.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. And if all four are fucking dudes, I'd say Baby Spice is as well.
Yeah, with a rig and rolling.
Maybe.
They want to mask you like a criminal. They want to keep me holding inside. They want to mask you just like Hannibal. Immune resistance is flawed.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
You can have my vaccinations. You can have the change that it brings.
Hey, Peter, maybe you should have some coffee.
Yeah, or you could have some Red Bull.
Red Bull? The hell is Red Bull?
Never heard of Red Bull? It's an energy drink.
Here you go, Peter. It's on the house.
So, what do you think?
Yeah.
And I feel like I just got home, and I feel. And I feel like I just got home, and I feel.
How long are they going to keep,
Hey, what's up, party people? Ah, what the hell are these things? Curtains or something? Boring! Holy smoke, it's crowded in here!
Hey!
Yeah, that's terrific. That opens up the whole room.
Peter, there you are. Where the hell have you been? I've been worried sick.
Oh, so I had a few Red Bulls, drove to New York. What's your big deal? Hey, here's my little man!
Bello. You are so.
I keep my donkey going.
Bello just stopped it.
Yeah. How long are they going to keep my donkey going, do you think?
Well, she's got a new face. Did you see a new face?
No, I did not.
Oh, mate. As smooth as a baby's bum, mate. You know? Don't even recognize her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Can't dance
for
shit.
Sher as well. Sher must be 1,000 years old.
Ew. Any of you guys, remember that song, I think it was, if I could turn back time, you know, where she's straddling the warship cannons. Yeah. When that came out in the early 90s or whatever, did you all go, just, God, that looks, that's just so, just doesn't turn me on at all, even though she's wearing she's pretty much naked with some sort of rubber suit on, you know, up the crack. You know, did anyone find that sexy?
70s by then, you know that.
Hear that? Ugh. Oh, no. I've never liked Cher. Never. Not even once.
Not Adam's apple.
Y'all know me, still the same OG, but I've been low key. Hated on by most these niggas with no cheese, no deals, and no wheels, and no keys, no boats, no snowmobiles, and no skis. Mad at me because I can finally afford to.
I was thinking about the Sonny and Cher show. Did you guys ever watch that?
Yeah.
To add to the wall full of plaques,
hanging out
the
reversers together. It was like oil and water. It was a terrible show, but it just those two personalities, they just made me. They were creepy.
Yeah.
Both of them really together. Creepy. There's no way those two were a couple. There's just no way. There was just no way to conceive of them being a couple. They did not. They didn't even look like they could stand each other. When there's, you know, and there's all the stories about the.
They seem to be a living incarnation of the spies on the Rocky and Bullwinkle show. Did you ever watch that, Natasha and Boris?
Yeah, you're right. A little bit of that, yeah, for sure.
Did you think Sonny was an androgyne as well? I didn't even think about that.
Well, the story, I think Mr. E reckons that they're just reversos.
Yeah, I'd probably agree with that.
Well, Cher for sure. Cher is a no-brainer. Yeah. And then her progeny is a reverse, isn't it? I can't even figure that one out.
But Sonny has got the look, though. He's got the short arms and the short body and the...
Yeah. And then...
They had that song... Was it
a thunder of jets in an open sky, a streak of gray and a cheerful... A loop, a whirl, and a vertical climb, and once again, you'll know it's time for the adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle and friends. Starring that supersonic...
That was funny.
That's lost on the Australian audience, because I don't think anyone in Australia really got into the Bullwinkle.
I really enjoyed Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Well, you did?
I'm much older than you, Golden Skin, Mark. It used to be on the TV in like 1964.
Mate, I wasn't even here. I was up in the sky.
No.
That's right.
You know?
With diamonds.
You weren't even a twinkle in your dad's eyes.
Yeah, man. Just floating around. Hey, yeah, but back to the Sonny and Cher. That when they sang that song, I've Got You, Babe, and get
terrible.
Did it seem genuine? Music. That was a love song. Did it seem genuine that they really liked each other? I don't know about that.
That was their theme song. That was the theme song of the show, wasn't it? They opened or closed the show with that. It was horrible. It was
a lot.
I'd rather watch Lawrence Welk.
There was a lot of terrible television.
And our producer's on the money tonight. Banging.
Well, I don't know why that's true, because you got me, baby.
Thinking about maybe
it was a real strain.
I fall asleep to it. Pretty crap. The UB40 one was a bit better, I guess. That was the one I kind of grew up with.
Yeah. UB40 are a good band. My dad loved it.
Yeah. And did UB40, wasn't that the Doll Check or something? That's why they called themselves UB40? Like, they were on the Doll?
I think it might be.
U-boat. Wasn't something about the German submarine?
I always heard it was like that was the if go get your UB40 down at the job center and get your check.
unemployment benefit.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think that's
where all good musicians start.
Yeah, maybe. Now it's the UBI. That'll be big. Passing laws all over the place.
Something's happening.
Something's on.
Oh, I agree.
Double whammy.
Back to back tracks.
All reggae. Wiggers.
Oh, we're Chris behind.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I like that. Well, Chrissy Hines is definitely a female?
Yeah, I mean, let's be serious.
Oh, my God. She doesn't barely even try to hide.
No-brainer. My God, mate.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer.
As big as my head.
I love the Pretenders. I'm a huge Pretenders fan. What a name for a band, eh? Songs. The Pretenders. The Pretenders. Yeah. I never thought of that.
Right in your face.
She was. Yeah.
Making it up as she goes along.
Oh, my God.
He goes along.
He's good. He's good. He was good.
What's your favorite Pretenders?
He's a good singer.
I bet I can.
Sweet song. Yeah. Feminist undertones, though, didn't it? This song. Popped out rap in the 70s, late 70s, early 80s. I'm woman, man. Hear me roar.
Yeah. he did a great one called, he had a good one called Precious. That one is a real banging one. That one never hit the,
top 10, but man, that's a great rock song, Precious. That was Pretenders. Pretenders.
All right.
Right in the middle, they dropped the F-bomb, and it's so appropriate. It's funny. And I think that, I think he's talking about just dolled up women. And this goes to the Sabatier and Frank's hatred of women. They hate women. They want to get rid of women.
I never thought
of it that way, but they want to get rid of women. And listen to the lyrics a little bit on this song. Great guitar hooks in this.
I like the way you cross the street, cause I'm
precious.
Precious.
Moving through the Cleveland heat house. Precious. You're taking lads and all the kicks are so precious. You know how to shit in bricks, cause I ain't precious. Make me wanna. He's got the 5th and Euclid Avenue. Was real precious. Hotel still ain't coming into view. How precious. It's a pity that you bruise my hip, cause I'm precious. I shouldn't let your manners slip. You're too precious. You make me wanna. Do it on the pavement. Oh, maybe I'm gonna have a baby. Oh, we want to do it. Oh, we do it all night.
Precious by the Pretenders. Thank you for indulging me, guys. I appreciate that. That was great.
You are right. Ab, you are right. She did. She cursed in the middle of it. Yeah, I've never heard the song.
I know. No, did you like it? I think that's a song you might like.
I prefer Brass in Pocket, sorry, but I've never heard that before. Well, I'll get used to it. So Precious, yeah. Yeah, keep going.
I don't want you to play it, but Back in the Chain Gang's not bad. Yeah, they got some hits.
Oh, that's a great song. Oh yeah, that's great. No doubt.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Hey, guys, I'm gonna have to bail, but before I go, do you mind if I just play this little clip that actually cheered me up something chronic? And
It's just it's a Dutch guy at a protest, and he gets suddenly gets accosted by a news crew. So let's give it a go.
Go
big
guy.
Go ahead. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for joining.
All right, hold on. No worries. All right, let's do it.
Yeah, we can do it in English. Yeah.
That's better for all. I mean, I speak Dutch, but I don't think anyone.
What's the channel?
We're from New Zealand on the BBC.
BBC?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Really?
Fuck off, BBC, mate.
You the BBC?
Hey, fuck off, mate.
Good day, mate. Nonsense.
Did that come through all right?
Yeah, yeah, that was fine. So he just said, you're from the BBC, fuck off, mate. Is that what he said?
Yeah, it's this Dutch guy, like totally based looking, like a true national socialist, mate. He was willing to do an interview, and all of a sudden he found out that you're the BBC. Oh, fuck off. Mate, he actually slammed the camera as well. It's awesome. So that cheers me up when I hear that.
It's happening more and more around the world, by the way.
Yeah, hey, Goldie, before you go, can you put that in the live stream show notes, the actual video, so we can actually...
It works better with the visuals, as well. Yeah, it's great. I definitely will do that. Is that the live stream show notes in Fakeologist or Rick and Rollo?
Okay. You tell how to do it.
I can find it.
No, Fakeologist. Rick and Rollo, I don't... there's too many places to cover, so there's too many websites now. It's killing me. Everyone is everywhere, and I can't, but it's okay. It's okay as long as you try and keep up. But, I'll try and put it in the show notes of the show for sure when I can.
I'll remind you, Web. And thank you, Goldie, for being back here. Thank you, man.
Great show. Great. Well, it was really
crack it.
Awesome.
Just before you go, give us a Mark McGowan update. What's Mark McGowan up to? Like, what's he?
I haven't heard anything, man. Like, he's just – everybody's still wearing masks. Like,
really?
No one's really in – everyone's so sick of it here. We're just so sick of it.
What injection are you guys up until there? Which needle are they offering now?
I did hear that there's a new variant or something, popped up in Australia. Oh my god. And so
is it one of those variants with absolutely almost no symptoms? those are my favorite.
It had the word Omicron like plus two or something, 2.0. It was just Omicron. Yeah. It just like give me a break with this crap. God, you guys are losers.
And how's the family treating you? Are they calming down? Are they still
I spoke to them. I think I already told you. I spoke to them about two weeks ago, and they were talking to me straight away. Though I wasn't going to mention anything about the vax or anything. Straight away, 30 seconds in, my mother says, "Are you going to get the vaccine? There's a new one out." I said, "Mum, we're not going to talk about this, are we?" And she went, "Oh, okay." And then she passed me by my dad. And he did the same thing. He just goes, you're going to get the vax. You're going to get me ostracized, mate. No one's going to want to hang out with you. I said, look, it goes the same way, Dad. We don't want to hang out with you guys that are vaxxed.
I just think it's funny, though, that because I have the completely opposite thing going on in my life.
Oh, yeah.
It's my children that are going on about
the vax. This thing transcends age and everything, but
it's not about generations, that's for sure.
It's everywhere.
Hey, guys.
Listen to the yad that I'm getting at the moment. Listen.
Staying safe will help your business stay open, maintain safety practices, and keep up to date with your industry guidelines. A dedicated business concierge can help with safety information relating to your business. Visit nsw.gov.au.
That's what we get.
Yep.
I'll give Woolly something. Their COVID safe thing has gone off at the end of the Woolies ads these days.
But they're still firing.
They're sacking everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not you good, man.
I think the sacking is to bring in the technology, though. I think a lot of these companies needed an excuse to get rid of the people, just one last push. And even our local slave mart, Walmart, where I live, all the cashiers disappeared last week. All of them. They used to have a few. Now it's all self-checkout with a couple of cashier police walking around making sure you don't sneak something by the scanner. So I really think that they needed a good excuse to get rid of all kinds of manpower.
That's a good point, Ed.
If maybe 20, I don't know what the percentage of people that are rejecting it is. Say it's 20%.
It's rig and roll.
Would you like to support Fakeologist.com and all the content we're creating? We operate on the value for value principle, where you pay whatever you can for whatever value you feel you've received. We accept donations in almost every form, from PayPal to Bitcoin. Please go to Fakeologist.com/donate for your payment options. Thank you for your support. Money.
The president's statement blames the Putin price hike. Are you guys just going to start blaming Putin for everything? Until the midterms?
Well, we've seen the price of gas go up at least 75 cents since President Putin lined up troops on the border of Ukraine.
The White House keeps telling us prices are going to come down. They're going to come down. But that was before the war in Ukraine.
Yeah.
And when the price of gas goes up, the price of everything goes up.
Absolutely.
And last month, the statement didn't mention the Putin price hike. It mentioned inflation because of the pandemic. Why is that?
Lies. Oh, lies!
Yeah, Saturday the 12th of March. Saturday, March 12th, 12th of March 2022. I'm still getting talked about by it. Rick and Rollo. that was Jen Psaki. If you didn't hear it.
I watched it today. Yeah.
Hey, man.
Hey, guys, I'm going to bail. I'm going to listen in.
Hey,
so,
man. Good show. All the best.
Good
talk
to you. Take it easy.
Good show. Go. See you next week. All the best.
Living man, missing you already.
Yes, missing you already.
Was that the YouTube channel called John Talks? That's the channel I wanted to point out to you guys.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
I found that last week. That he does 30-second videos, which that's the attention span of the average Nat today, and it's just perfect the way he grabs clips. Fantastic. It's just fantastic stuff. He just gets right to the heart of the matter.
I'm so glad the guy that was asking Jen Psaki the questions didn't have a mask on and was just sitting right next to people, and they were all.
Well, I think they rescinded the masks. They must have.
Yeah, no, but at least that makes me happy. That was the thing that made me so cranky through this whole 2 years of fattening.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Fattening the wallet or flattening the curve. Flattening the middle class wallet, fattening the elites' bank accounts. Yeah.
I'm
a little bit sad about the genocide myself, but you know what do I know?
Yeah,
Frank.
but it's all voluntary.
Well,
all of it.
I can tell you guys a story. My next door neighbor Warren is from the Ukraine. Oh no, he's actually from Russia. No, he's from Poland. Poland, get it right, Roland. Poland. And,
is he married to Peace? Is his wife's name Peace?
His wife and his kids are all safe and away from Kiev. Yeah, they're not going to be turned into a chicken Kiev. They don't know what's going on over there, but, it seems to me, like there's a lot of natural resources there in Ukraine and this potato, Joe Biden, what the hell is he up to? I mean,
Canada has the potato.
We have potato.
Well, no, he's a child. He's not a potato. He's a child.
The Chinese premier called him Little Potato. I can't remember why, but yeah, that's where he gets the nickname.
No, he's a child. He's just he's hopeless. He's nothing. And but
did you see the video that Rachel posted on the prosthetics on Biden, showing clearly the whole thing's full of prosthetics? So if you look in Ab your own in your forums under the EGI one, one of the things Rachel put in has a series of images showing how Biden is got covered in latex prosthetics. It's everything about it is totally fraudulent.
Amazing. I think the most embarrassing actor right now is Kamala. She just can't get anything right. She's such a fish out of water. And I think John Tox did one of hers. He did a bunch on her, actually, if you want to play a couple of those. She is just,
Yeah, sure.
He's got tons of Kamala stuff on there. It's like shooting fish in a barrel on that with her.
Yeah, now I don't know if anyone's done EGI on Kamala, but really.
Yeah, she needs one, yeah.
Her neck is as thick as anything I've ever seen.
Yeah.
She looks like a weightlifter.
And when I watch all these clowns, I kind of get a little sentimental because I think it's the end of politicians. I think that's really the narrative that we're getting generated right now.
I agree. They're done.
I don't know how much longer they're going to keep it up, but I think they're done. The whole idea is
just to create, you know, a kind of end of democracy, isn't it? It always was the...
Yeah, it's just a plausible narrative to phase it out. And I think a lot of people almost are amenable to it because it'll be so much easier to vote because it'll just be one person on the ballot and you'll just check it off. But what
people don't realize is that the system, if it wasn't abused by people being vouched for, you know, if they actually had to show they were real people and not just vouched for as candidates, you know, the system could possibly work. But what's going on now where you just have actors and people bought and sold, it's not going to ever work.
I don't know. I just sometimes I think humans, no matter what system, will always devolve with entropy into just this chaotic mess that is what we have. That is
the biblical narrative, isn't it? That we cannot operate.
All right, before we go into biblical, let's play one of Kamala.
Oh, we've done it. Don't go biblical.
President Biden has said that Americans will feel some pain for the sake of defending freedom and liberty, but there does seem to be no end game in sight. How long should Americans expect? How long should we be bracing for this really sort of historic inflation and some unprecedented gas prices?
Sure. In terms of the discussions that the President Johannes and I had, they ranged in subject, including the issue of the Black Sea, and I'll let him explain in more detail as he would like. But we are
screwed.
Let's go, Brandon.
You know, when I hear her talk, and I don't know, I guess I saw this in a little tweet video. I can't get Caitlin out of my mind, the 2007 Miss South Carolina, that speech where she gave about finding the U.S. on a map. I can't even remember.
Oh, yeah.
I can't get that out of my head.
Do you want me to take two on that? Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to, if you can find her name is, what's her last name? Caitlin somebody. She's so cute. But she's had a lot of work now and she's not
cute. Yeah. Anymore.
It's too bad. I feel so bad for women.
Yeah, but, her name's Caitlin. It's Caitlin Upton, isn't it? Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I'll play it for you now. There you go.
You're right on the game today.
Competition that ultimately determines their fate. The make it or break it moment. The ladies will have to demonstrate their ability to answer a thought-provoking final question. Sound simple? Easier said than done, especially when the whole country is watching. Here's how it works. Our panel of judges have prepared their own questions. So now, we will ask each finalist to pick the name of the judge, who will then ask a final question. Ladies, you'll have 30 seconds before you hear the sound of this bell. Good luck. We begin with South Carolina. Hello, South Carolina, please pick out the name of the judge. Thank you. Judge number 5, Amy Teagarden.
Okay. Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
He's now vice president. She made it all the way to the top. This is why we're doomed.
No, we're not doomed. But there you go.
That is an evergreen classic. That stands the test of time. 15 years later, it's still so relevant.
Oh, she's now so we have cute too. Like I said, swear to God, that body of hers. Yeah. Yeah, like you look at it and you just go, oh my God.
She just, I know. Such a creation. Now we have Kakala Harris. Kakala Harris, vice president, just tearing up the world scene.
Yeah, let me play another John Talks Kamala Harris for you.
Don't you wish Sarah Palin got through? Honestly,
yes.
At least she had a little bit of.
She was the best thing in politics for forever.
She really was. She got a raw deal. I think she could have made it.
Why do you say she got a raw deal? She just dropped out for no reason.
Well, she was put in with that horrible, feeble John McCain.
No arguing. But why did she drop out after that race? Why did she disappear?
That's the bit I don't get.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't really. Yeah, I didn't really follow it after that.
She just disappeared for no reason.
I know, but they went after her with a vengeance.
With what sort of vengeance? The
media tore her a new you-know-what. They went after her family and her husband. Remember Todd?
I don't remember any of that. All I remember is that the election was over and she just disappeared. I never understood it.
And she was, she had a little baby. She was really, and then she had the Downs baby as well. I think his name was Trey. That was another tragic.
Well, come on back as Tina Fey, dust off your outfit and come back as president, whatever your name is.
Here we go. Hey, Frank, here we go. Just another Kamala. Here we go.
I am here, standing here on the northern flank, on the eastern flank, talking about what we have in terms of the eastern flank, on the northern flank, on the eastern flank. The eastern flank.
Bruh.
I am here, standing here on the northern flank, on the eastern flank, talking about what we have in terms of the eastern flank.
Stop it. Get some help.
So that's Kamala Harris in Poland or somewhere, or
he's in Poland. Yeah. How long do you think the planes with Ukrainians are going to land in Australia? How long? I'm wondering how long. Yeah, how long do you think it's going to be till they bring in the Ukrainians to the West? That is the purpose of this thing.
Can we just get the women? Can we get a choice?
Well, that's all that's coming over because they won't let the men out.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, that's fine. Let's bring it on.
Yeah. Let's start the new world.
What's the holdup?
Well, they were already heavily trafficked to the Western world, the young women.
Well, mostly to Japan, I think, more than the Western world.
We talked about this.
They're really popular in Japan.
Yeah, that's where they make the most money. So they're like any good businessman. Yeah, they just, the Ukrainian girls are just off the charts.
Yeah. They're so popular in, fashion's change all the time, but, you know, at the times that I was knocking around in Japan, Ukrainian women were just the most expensive for the Japanese men, and they just could not, they here couldn't get enough.
Kamala number three, come on, guys.
The refugee system is essentially not set up for this, that it will collapse. It's an improvised system that can work for maybe 2 weeks, but not indefinitely. And I'm wondering what the United States is going to do more specifically to set up a permanent infrastructure. And relatedly, is the United States willing to make a specific allocation for Ukrainian refugees? And for President Duda, I wanted to know if you think, and if you asked the United States to specifically accept more refugees.
Okay. A friend in need is a friend indeed. Okay,
I'll go first. Oh, that laughing.
I want to give you.
A friend in need is a friend indeed.
God damn. My God.
Doesn't he nail it with his editing?
Yeah. Kamala Harris has got no business being anywhere near politics she's so dumb. I mean, I thought Sarah Palin was dumb. This one.
I thought Sarah Palin was dumb.
No, I never thought she was dumb.
I did at the time, but Kamala Harris is like
you were told to think she was dumb. No, they really they did their damnedest to make sure
guys. Did you hear Kamala Harris explaining like an answer like it was like Ukraine is over here and Russia is over here?
Oh, yeah.
Like, let me find that for you. Hold on, one sec.
I just think
all of that stuff is fake.
What?
I just think it's all fake. I think the whole thing is done entirely to break down the US system.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. It's going to be a lot of work. I was reading all kinds of scenarios, Frank, that you might be interested in. How the U.S. is going to break apart.
Time for the Hot Topic buzz. That was Vice President Kamala Harris giving her explanation of the ongoing crisis in Ukraine. She was asked on the Morning Hustle to break it down in layman's terms for anybody who does not understand the conflict or has been living under a rock. This was widely mocked on social media. Many saying she sounds like she's talking to a bunch of kindergartners. And I also detected a little accent there, Dagan.
Sesame Street, The Muppet Show would have done a much better job than that. I'm not laughing at what is going on in Ukraine and Russia's just evil behavior.
Wrong.
but she's, it would have made more sense if she had sounded more Kardashian-like. Like, Russia's this big country, and it's invading Ukraine, and that is, like, really bad. That's what she sounded like.
That was actually pretty good.
Joe, what do you think?
Well, this is the same vice president who once said about stopping COVID, quote, "It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day. Every day it is time for us to agree that things can be done in tools that are available to us to slow this thing down." In other words, when I asked my daughter, who's almost nine, to explain the Russia-Ukraine conflict, because it's on the TV a lot, she gave a very, very similar but better explanation in terms of the conflict. So, yeah, this is always somebody who, and this is the best analogy possible, always looks like she has to get to a certain word count on a book report when giving an answer on something that she doesn't really know too much about.
There you go.
That's not bad.
Rig and roll.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
This is Uninstall Media, and you are uninstalling the media's malware of the mind with Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com.
There he is.
Yeah.
That was a great bumper.
Yes. Saturday, yeah,
Don't let him on the radio anymore. He's way too good.
Yeah, so the 12th
of March. I don't know. One of our
media. Hey, guys, I'm gonna head out. I would like to play a song. I'd like to play a song just before I go. Frank.
Rollo.
What song would you like?
You want a song from me? Okay. She's Out of My Life by Michael Jackson.
Yeah, She's Out of My Life?
By Michael Jackson.
Absolutely.
Was Michael Jackson a woman?
Well, I've got a picture of this. I've got this original, this record. I've got the 45 RPM vinyl single of this record. I found it today.
Okay.
And the picture on the front, he looks like just a normal man.
Really?
Okay.
Before he the plastic surgery.
What about his sister, Janet Jackson?
I don't think she's a woman. I don't think she's a woman.
Well, I used to watch her on Good Times, which was
TV show.
She definitely looked like a cute. She looked like a cute girl to me. I remember that. I didn't even know that was Janet Jackson until much later. Of course, I didn't. Back in the day when I watched it, Janet Jackson wasn't. I didn't even know she was part of the Jackson family. None of these concepts. I didn't even know any of that. But she was cute. She was a little cutie on that show.
She was.
Oh my god!
All right, I'm going to say good night to all you fellas. So who's here tonight? So Rick and Rollo. We had the Golden Skid Mark. We had. Come on, help me out. Who else was here? Whoever was here. Like I don't like to be a bastard and forget people's names. But I'm going out with this, and I'll continue.
We had Benoit, had me, An Ounce of Salt, we had Esoteric.
Thank you.
We had Living Man, we had Golden Skidmark, we had Noise Level.
Yep.
What a lineup.
Brilliant, brilliant. All right, guys.
Avarado was here.
Yep. I'll catch you guys on Written Holiday next week.
We had Joel.
See you guys.
Thanks, Lady. Bye. See you in 5 minutes.
I don't know.
whether to live or die, and it cuts like a knife. She's out of my life. It's out of my hands. For 2 years she was here, and I took her for granted. I was so cavalier. Now the way that it stands, she's out of my hands. So I've learned that love's not possession.
Couldn't it? Great song though.
Yeah.
How good is it?
Yeah, it's just, okay. I'm not.
I'm just right. A big fan of all his early stuff, I must admit.
Yeah, I don't even know if I know all his early stuff. I'm not a big Michael Jackson fan, but I am very, very interested in the deception angle of the entity for sure.
Oh yeah.
I still think at least a couple people played him. For sure.
If you look at the picture of him that I posted, I'll see if I can find it. It's on a general chat anyway today. What he ended up like, it's mad.
So they stop trying to fake it, and they just put a mask over his face. Easier, I would say. Mask to face, you have no idea who you're looking at.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly what happened. They just said, okay, what we'll do is we'll give the whole thing. We'll say he did something and picked up this disease that when they bleached his skin, so he can just be any color. Doesn't look even vaguely African anymore. You know, it's just
crazy. And then every time these characters have an accident or something dramatic happens that they get pulled off the scene for a period of time, that's when they do the transition, because they can do anything they want. They can do surgery. They can switch the guys out for somebody else.
It's like the Renee Zellweger character too. Every time she has surgery, she comes back looking completely different.
Yeah, I stopped watching her after that that one movie that she became famous in. I didn't really track her after that, but apparently she's really good in the Judy Garland movie, which I actually might want to. I might try and watch that because I do like tragedy, and I guess Judy Garland's life.
But is Judy Garland another little Jewish man?
Yeah, exactly, for sure. I'm not a big
fan of hers, but she does have a couple songs that are just epic.
They're huge, yeah.
And
childhood
and
star.
Then her daughter. Yeah. Her daughter is looks like a bit of a carbon copy of her, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just always interested in the deception angle of these things and these entities and these people that lead us around by the nose. By design.
I have to thank you and your efforts for getting me this down this track. Obviously Marcus Allen was a big contributor, but for me personally, having now become much more relaxed about what's going on in the world, it's very, very,
cathartic.
Life is much, it's more than that. It's life is much simpler for me now.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, there's nothing to worry about, really.
No.
You just have to worry about the people that in your family that are taken in by it because you got to try it. Because you can't get rid of your family very easily. You have to really try and help them deal with this when they don't want to embrace the fakeologist mindset. So you have to find other ways to show that things aren't so bad. And you really don't need to take that poison that the wicked witch is offering you. And I still enjoy talking. It's been 10 years coming up to my 10-year anniversary of being awake. It's quite a brilliant thing. I think it's fantastic.
I do think what you've done here with this site is just an incredible contribution, and I am grateful to you for it. Yeah.
Thank you. Well, it's sort of my goal to make it bigger in a way. And Marcus came on the show. I don't know if you listened to it on Thursday.
I haven't listened to it yet. I was trying to, but I haven't had that. I decided to go sailing today instead.
Well, that's good that you went to live life instead of listening to nonsense. I think that's smart. But I put it in the wrong feed as well. But I fixed it this morning, so it should appear in the right feed. And one thing he said, because I've invited him on many times because I think he's valuable and he's been doing it longer than I have. And his big thing is he doesn't get enough ROI appearing on the show. And I said, Marcus, not everything is a business transaction. You don't need a return on investment. Just come over and impart a few of your research activities for the last week or two because people do like hearing from you. So why does everything have to be a return?
But it is marketing for him, I've got to say. I mean, that's a crazy way. He is obviously benefits from being on, alternative places. That's, I don't believe for 1 second that he's not getting anything out of it.
Me neither. But he claims
so, Marcus, if you're listening, I'm just telling you, I think you're being a bit disingenuous there. You obviously are getting kudos and people get interest from hearing you here and they'll tune into your other stuff. I just don't believe your lack of ROI story.
I really think it, I know he thinks that he does better on Twitter and whatnot, but Twitter, you can't talk. You're not talking to anyone on Twitter. I know he does videos, but I really think this cross-pollination between creators is a really valuable way because, for instance, I'll be speaking to Sanity for Sweden's audience, and he has a big audience, bigger than mine.
Right.
And I think most of them are in America, not in Sweden, by the way. And
that's interesting.
I think. I don't know. I could ask him. He probably doesn't even know. But I got a big bump in visitors when he made a promotion video for our show on Sunday. And when I looked at where people were coming from, it's the same old ratios. It's mostly America. And there were more people from Sweden than normal, but still not that many people from Sweden. There's only 3 or 4 million people in Sweden. So if...
You mean in total or listeners?
No, just in total.
Sweden has 10 million people.
Oh, it's 10. Okay. All right. But I really think exposing audiences to similar voices is really valuable because people really don't have a way of easily finding other creators that are similar to what they like. People are real creatures of habit. I get excited when I hear a new voice because it's A, very difficult to find these people, and B, they even if they talk about the same thing, they always have a different angle that's very interesting and makes you think of something different, even if they say cover the same topics. Like, hopefully I'll get it.
I really like it when I hear people talking about nuclear weapons being fake. When I hear that, I just get yes to hear that message going out and becoming more accepted is fantastic to hear, especially at the moment with the the fear campaign, the unending rubbish that goes on, and of course people get extremely irrational and start hating Russians. And they think they don't understand the fact that the Ukrainian guy is from the same school of deception as Putin is from as well. You know, they're just the left and the right hand of the same miserable bastards that are trying to ruin their lives.
There's always a chance, though, and we never get to know for sure, that these leaders, especially China and Russia, could have seen the light because they have the luxury of never having to resign or never having to get reelected. So they do have this luxury where they could, after a bit of time, realize that the globalist agenda is really not in the best interest of people in general.
I cannot see that at all. There is no world leader that is not part of the campaign to damage and destroy living men and women, and particularly wipe out Christianity.
Yeah, okay. But for instance, I didn't know that there were competing factions in China. We don't get that narrative. When I was listening to Matthew Arrett talk about it, I didn't realize that, for instance, this character called Jack Ma, who's a Soros protege in China, he definitely fell out of favor after Deng Xiaoping died. And then there's always a power struggle when somebody dies. And he was identified as a globalist and not benefiting China the way a more nationalist leader, like the guy in there now, Xi Jinping, I can't remember if he's got a ping on there, so I didn't really know about these power struggles, and we just think China is just this monolith.
But in the end, none of those people, whether it's, you know, whatever their name is, none of them says you don't have to get jabbed and killed by these.
That is true.
None of them say, we don't really have to go to the moon because there is no moon. None of them look, actually, there aren't any weapons. There aren't any nuclear weapons. You can relax about that. You know, that's how you know there is no faction, because the story goes on and on, always the same. You know,
that is a good point.
You're on a spinning globe. If you're on a spinning globe and there are nuclear weapons and there are this ridiculous story about germs, et cetera, if that narrative is maintained, then forget it. There is no politics.
That's true. There's certain lies.
If you were telling me that the opposition was a guy that said, you know, this is a load of crap. Like some of those African leaders that disappeared, they actually said this thing is a load of crap.
Yeah. Right, that's true.
Then I'm okay with it. Then I'm going to say, okay, there is some real chance that this is opposition. That's true.
But I didn't realize that the leader, one of the presidents of South Africa 10 or 15 years ago, I think his name was Thabeki. He was trying to blow open the AIDS hoax, but nobody was listening. Right. And he was.
Yeah.
That was before I was really aware of the whole thing, but I don't know exactly what he said, but whatever he said, it was against the narrative and they tore him.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah. Just give me a couple seconds.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the only, as I said, that's the way that I think now.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
All right, we're back here, the Fakeologist Show. It's the Rick and Rollo Show with Fakeologist and Ounce of Salt.
Well, I better let you go. But as I said, to me, just finishing off that term, as soon as I hear the spinning ball narrative, the jabbing narrative.
It is a good point.
You know, forget it.
It is a good point.
There's nothing to see here. There are no biological weapons anywhere that can hurt anyone. The only way you can get hurt is if they stick these bloody things in you.
Yeah, chemical poisoning is real for sure, though. There are lots of chemicals that can do you tons of harm.
And they do that stuff, no question. But they, the reason they were able to carry on with this bonkers election thing anywhere in the world is because the candidates are not showing their birth certificates. Everyone is controlled by a birth certificate in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And those guys are able to wiggle out of their liability for what goes on because they are not required to prove that they are who they say they are when they go to an election.
That is true. So that allows them to operate under a fake entity and they have no liability. And that is the key to all these things. For instance, the key to killing people with these toxic chemicals is zero liability for these other fictions that are called corporations.
Yep.
They could, even if they were held liable, if they were found liable and had to pay, they would just dissolve themselves. So they have
literally dissolved themselves. That's it.
They would. Pfizer would just if somebody figured out a way to make them accountable, they would just disappear.
Yep.
It would be like a mirage. I think that's
already been set up in the case of Pfizer.
I know there was some story about how
they were
delisted.
Correct. Yeah, I know that's slightly different. All they did was, in this case, that was recently, they delisted some bonds that they held.
Some bonds, yeah. Then I heard someone else say the other day that they bought a company and they delisted that company. And
I think that's the case. I think the liability is held in a company that is just a shell.
Yeah, layers upon layers, yeah. Yeah, and that's, so you're totally right about the leaders, for sure. For instance, I'm sure our leader in Canada, he's not really who he says he is.
And this was all revealed with the Obama birth certificate thing that was forgotten about.
Yeah.
That's really what
the point was.
All of these guys, in my view, we haven't seen their birth certificates. We don't know who they are. they've been vouched for by someone to stand for election, and that's permitted under the legal framework of each so-called country, and that's how they do it. But they are not genuine.
That's how they do it.
They are not genuine.
Yeah, that's how they do it all, with immunity.
Yeah, they all pursue this thing about there are nuclear weapons, that there are, they're on a spinning ball and, you know, blah, 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 blah. There are aliens.
And endless lies. Lies upon lies. We are only on the bottom end of the lies. The big ones, they don't even touch. You're totally right.
Yeah, that's.
I'm looking forward to the fake station, how they're going to spin that story with the Russians splitting off from the others up there. Because I think it's the Russians that drive the fake vehicle up there.
I think IPS that is saying that he's expecting the thing to come down.
Yeah, but he's been saying that for years. So, but yeah, broken clock is right twice a day. But eventually he will be right. He'll be right. No, I think the narrative might be coming to a head. I hope so, because it's boring. We need to spice it up.
I'm very glad today to welcome my friends and colleagues, Prime Minister Trudeau of Canada.
When you have someone who is as much of a vacuous, woke preaching fascist as Justin Trudeau come to visit the UK, you have a newfound sense of appreciation for people like Boris Johnson, who introduced illegal restrictions on the citizens of the United Kingdom, curbed their freedoms, removed their civil liberties, and then broke the very regulations that he imposed on the public himself by having his ABBA and cheese and wine parties in 10 Downing Street. So when you have someone like Justin Trudeau come to visit the UK, though, you appreciate that at least Boris Johnson isn't as bad as that. I mean, that's my two cents on the matter. And why do I say this? Well, of course, many reasons, because Justin Trudeau on countless occasions has shown himself to be a man of contradictions, using progressive, fake, woke ideology to seem like he's a better person. A man who's been pictured thinking...
That's good, Roll. You can cut that. Thank you. Yeah, well, and it just also really focuses on the cult of personality, which is wrong. We're supposed to have representation from every region of the country or every riding. The idea that we're focusing on a clown who could be removed at any time by his own party if they wanted.
Yeah, that's right. That's the other thing. People keep carrying on as if they're electing a leader, but there's no parliament where that happens at all. You just vote. It's exactly the same as right. You are voting for a local representative. And that's all you're voting for.
Yeah, don't play it yet, Rollo. Rollo's busy interrupting with music. I don't mind a few tunes here and there, but we're trying to finish off our conversation, Frank and I, Rollo, if you don't mind. Rollo's a good guy. Rollo's a good guy. He loves being the disc jockey. He's done a great job tonight.
It's been an enjoyable, as I said, and for me, cathartic evening. Just to be able to express
good news.
It is good news. It's sad for me that so many people are taken in by the nonsense, and it's okay. And all I do is try and model more relaxed behavior with my children and my wife, friends. You know, obviously not that excited about them taking the jabs, but what can I do?
No. Well, you can just stop them from taking more, because there will be more. They will be offered more poison. That's in their future. But hopefully we can break this cycle and start a vaccine abolitionist movement out of this thing. So there could be some positivity around it. This has always been a make or break for the drug companies with their injections. And
I've come to the conclusion that you know, in my case, all I can be is an ambassador for Christ, if you like. The idea that we cannot fix this world of men, this world of, you know, politics and so on. We can observe it and be out of it through the, you know, the way that the system is set up. We are able to bow out, essentially. And that's what I'm choosing to do, really. I think it's, just don't participate in this world of men. Observe it, watch it, and talk to people about it. But, you know, it's, I
you
don't
can't
think
really
it,
do much.
It's fixable.
No, it's a fool's errand to try and change things. You're just running up against brick walls.
Yeah.
You just have to let it play out and try and dodge the bullets all the way through.
And so, for example, if we look at Marcus Allen's idea that, you know, setting up a what's his call it?
Escape the new normal.
Escape the new normal. .com. We have already escaped. You have an ability. I'm going to suggest to everyone listening that you are already escaped if you choose to accept the mechanism, which is to simply claim your standing as an ambassador of Christ, where you are essentially saying, okay, this is not about me. This is for people that want to stay in the world, that want to have a birth certificate, that want to, you know, live in the world of men and of Roman law. You have a choice not to participate in that system. And I think that's
And some people are able to do it. I know they've tried to psyop and discredit bad examples away, but there are people that can't do it. It is possible.
Well, I can only say that more and more I've been moving that way, and the more I say it and the more I take myself out of that world through actions and, you know, in discussions with police and people, with tax departments, that's what's happening. You know, we don't own these things anyway. You know, when we come in with nothing, we go out with nothing. And, you know, we're not, it's not our world. This is the Roman world.
No. Yeah, they've created this layer over the natural world, and they've smothered the natural world. You can't even find it. So this is all their game. Every aspect of it is their game.
So that's the kind of relaxation that I'm enjoying, I guess, is that realization that I just do not have to get involved with the drama. And because I don't perceive any real risk to me from nuclear weapons or from, you know, and I don't feel that anyone can force me to take the jab or anything like that. None of these things are in my mind at all.
It's proving true slowly. It's going to take time, but it is proving true. And the number one killer for most people is stress.
Stress.
And that's all self-induced.
Yeah.
That's your mind. That's your mind releasing physical chemicals in your body, hormones, that cause your organs to be in a state of tension. And without the corresponding relaxation, it will burn them out like an electrical motor.
Yeah. And that was me.
Yeah.
You know, I was completely grey by the time I was 50 from the constant fear of bombs and every other thing.
Yeah. And now your hair is growing back in color.
It's bizarrely true, by the way. I've got, you know, some of the hair that falls out of my moustache, it starts off grey and then it's going to kind of reddish color.
Nice.
Weird.
Yeah, I've got reddish brown in me. I guess that's the Irish poking through.
Yeah. So that's, again, these are things that I owe you a debt of gratitude for, Ab, for pursuing this thing. And this forum allows people like me to exchange ideas with other people. And, you know, as anyone that participates here will know, I'm not shy to argue aggressively. But I do appreciate the exchanges I have with these other people.
No, you've contributed your time, talent, and your treasure. It's been fantastic. And I had the salt out yesterday at dinner, and my wife said to me, you shouldn't put salt on your meat until you taste it, because I already salted it.
Yeah.
I said, you're absolutely right. It's very insulting to a cook to just start seasoning the meal before you've even tasted it. It is an insult. I get it. So I took a couple bites and then I covered it in salt.
It's really a matter of salting to taste. It's not a, it's not meant to be a trial, an ordeal. You know, you should enjoy your life, your food.
Yeah, you don't want to just take it for the sake of taking it. Yeah, and I do. And it was fantastic. It was a good meal.
Good. Yeah.
And back we are.
The small pleasures.
I'm glad you're grateful. Yeah, well, small portions of food that are tasty are the order of the day for people of my age.
Yeah.
And, I'm enjoying life. I'm just waiting for the next exciting person to talk to. And I like the regulars like yourself and Marcus and John Friend, who's an interesting person, controversial.
I agree basically with his model that, you know, what's going on. I mean, it's clearly in my mind, there are people that just don't like Christians. And the reason they don't like Christians, I think, is because it is the Christian remedy that provides the escape.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's that simple. As far as I can tell, the legal situation is that you're trapped in a birth certificate thing, and that when you escape from that, or when you just say, I don't want to participate in that anymore, then they all have to scramble to help you live your life. And so far, that's all I can tell you is what's happening for me personally.
Well, good. It's a good story. Well, thanks for joining. It was a good talk.
Yeah. All right. We'll take care and enjoy the rest of your day.
Have a nice sleep. Sleep worry free.
Now there's a smile on my face. It's only that trying to fool the public. But when it comes down to fooling you.
Thanks for listening to the Rick and Rollo Show. Make sure to tune back in next week for more Australian fun and fakeology. Make sure you go to fakeologist.com and fakeotube.com to learn more about PSYOPs and media fakery.